It's Monday, the final day of August 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Share the live feeds now.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news, today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones at alexjoneslive.com. You are the Paul Revere's. Share the links and spread the word. We've only just begun to fight.
All right. Every time I try to focus on the left, the Democrat, Socialists of America, the Red Green Alliance, because they're a giant threat, but you got big tech, the globalists, the depopulationist overlords above that, got the military-industrial complex, got the China lobby, the Israel lobby. It's just unbelievable. Every time, I just can't because Trump is going so insane. And this is not 3D chess. This is floundering. This is flailing. The Pentagon officially is telling Trump we are extremely low on munitions. The supply chains are almost completely broken. And Trump offers AI slop. Now, notice a few weeks ago they said the war was over for the 50-something time. And I said on air, let's put the date back up. Every day we show you how many days in. I said, it's not over. It's still ongoing. We're now on day 184. And then now Trump says the war is back on, oil prices explode back up. And then he says, look at this video of Kirk Island being destroyed. I post it and the bots come in and say, that's fake. You made that up. He didn't bomb it. I said, he didn't. I said, I didn't say he bombed it. I said, he said, here it is being blown up. And they go, oh, he didn't post that. As soon as it was showed, he did post it. They go, well, it's good. This is total cuckoo town. So, you've got a minority of Trump supporters that are left, and they are in an absolute cult. Trump dumbass syndrome. And I'm just trying to get Trump to correct here, but I think Tucker's right when he said Friday Trump just has to be removed. I said when this whole thing started, he said we're going to basically nuke Iran. I said if you try to do that, he needs to be removed. I didn't say remove him then. I said remove him if he tries to do that. And now we've seen so much more. We got to have Congress implement the War Powers Act. That is what should be done. And then Trump doesn't even have to be removed because we probably don't have the votes for impeachment or 25th Amendment to have the people, you know, in his cabinet to move for that. So the move is the War Powers Act that Congress is supposed to declare war. They were within three votes a month ago on ending the war. They failed, but three is close. And I understand we got a bunch of evil people in both parties, particularly the Democrats, who've even said, oh, we love Trump doing this war. It's super unpopular. He's screwing up bad. Let him continue it. We could all get killed in nuclear war. You already have Pakistan coming in with a nuclear umbrella, with Turkey and Saudi Arabia. This is out of control. So here's Trump, alexjoneslive.com. Iran officially a failed nation. Okay, yes, and they're going to hold on basically indefinitely. So here's the headlines. Military leaders warn Hegseth against extending Iran war operations. Red alert. That's the Pentagon officially saying that. And what, a month ago, the head general over those operations and over all the missiles, the head of the European command that is actually above that in CENTCOM, even though that's not CENTCOM itself, it's in CENTCOM, but its own area, said we're out of missiles to defend the United States and Europe. We need to stop this. And, of course, he got called a traitor. Now the Pentagon's officially saying it. Trump insists Iran already dead after U.S. resumed strikes. So, oh, they're a failed state. Oh, they've already had regime change. Oh, they're defeated, but they're not. And then he posts AI slop of them being defeated. Oil jumps as weeks open as U.S. military hits Iranian launchers. Trump's fake AI video of Kirk Island attack leaves U.S. military scrambling. But his supporters just say he didn't even post it. That's easy for them. That's like North Korean brainwashing. Unbelievable. So it's all coming up. Trump has attacked his supporters that don't like data centers being above the law. I mean, it is crazy. Putin's openly preparing to invade Ukraine with 300,000, 600,000 troops, including North Koreans. It's on like Donkey Kong. It's Monday. Share those live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on X and Alex Jones Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy 1776RX.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine, and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776RX.health.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday transmission, insane live Monday show. Trump says Iran war is back on and they're dead. Pentagon warns excess munitions critically low, supply lines weak. Trump attacks data center critics as backwards and poor, close quote. Plus, Jimmy Dore joins us coming up in 2 hours for an in-depth discussion, debate, and coverage of the insane world we live in. All this, your phone calls, and more today. Europe, millions are dead, and there are real explosions and fireballs consuming human flesh and lives. Karg Island being blown to smithereens. President DJT, he posted that last night. I posted it, and again, this is just in the psychology of the Trump worship syndrome people. And they went, that's not real. That's AI. He didn't post that. And then I noticed that they attacked even Trump-worshipping influencers that posted it. They go, he didn't do that. I'm like, what? And then when it was proven Trump did do it, they went, well, it's great. I mean, it is just, I'm so worried about these people because the numbers are all in on the midterms, more internal polls. I've talked to people at the White House. They're all hitting the panic button. Nick Sordor, who is very loyal to Trump and a great guy, and I respect him making his decision that's lesser two evils. But he even came out and echoed what a bunch of Fox News hosts have said, what the Pentagon has said, that unless we wrap this SH-you-know-what up in the Middle East ASAP, the midterms are going to be very, very ugly. Be mad at me all you want, but I am not going to lie to you. And he got massively attacked. I talked to him this morning. Massively attacked, saying you're a traitor, you hate Israel, you're with Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones, you're a scumbag, by big accounts. And, boy, that's how you make your friends, Israel. There's people that are pro-Israel and anti-Iran, but this ain't working, as the Pentagon predicted. And they say what Laura Ingraham has said and what Glenn Beck has said is pro-Trump. But this is not good, and, oh, you're a traitor. You can go read the comments. You're a scumbag. You're Alex Jones. Very, very sad. And that's just emblematic of this. So, the Pentagon has officially come out and said, we're almost out of munitions. We can't defend Europe or the U.S. for the second time in a month. The supply chains are heavily broken. Most of our bases are damaged or destroyed in the Middle East. We've got to stop this now, when Hegseth and Trump ordered more strikes. Now, when your own Pentagon's telling you, hey, the engine light's flashing red and there's steam coming out and smoke coming out of the tailpipe, and we're told just shut up about it. That is insane. So Here's some of the headlines. Military leaders warn Hegseth against extending Iran war operations. Several U.S. military leaders have advised Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth that prolonged large-scale operations against Iran is unsustainable and risks weakening their ability to confront those threats elsewhere, including the U.S. homeland, according to people familiar with the recent assessment prepared for the Pentagon chief. And that includes the head of CENTCOM and the head of the Army. And they've already publicly released that information a month ago. They just reissued it. Trump, including the head of the European command, Trump insists Iran already dead after U.S. resumed strikes. Well, they're already regime changes, he said at least 15 times, are dead and defeated, and the war is over. Remember months ago on his 80th birthday, the UFC fight? He signed the deal and said, it's over, we've won. They signed the deal. And then Iran said, we just agreed to start negotiations. What are you talking about? Oil jumps at this week's open as U.S. military hits Iran launchers. Meanwhile, the Pentagon got really panicked by Trump's fake AI video of Karg Island attack. That's what I and others pointed out last night. I said, he's the commander-in-chief. He can't say, look, here's Karg Island being blown to smithereens, even though it's obviously AI. It looks like a video game. He's the commander-in-chief of the most powerful country in the world, still, though our power is diminishing, the dollar and more, and our debt's exploding. And when he says it, people take it seriously. And then the Pentagon's like, please stop. Because now the world thinks that we've blown up Kirk Island when it's just another threat from Trump. The Defense Department was forced today to deny the U.S. had struck Iran's main petroleum export facility after President Donald Trump posted a fake but very realistic AI-generated video showing a purported attack by American forces. The video, posted to the president's Truth Social account, appears to show oil storage tanks and refineries erupting in flames from the perspective of someone filming from inside a helicopter above the carnage, with the accompanying message describing the scene as Kirk Island being blown to smithereens and signed President DJT. He didn't say this is what's going to happen if you don't negotiate. He said this is what happened. But a U.S. official said no such attack had taken place, with Kirk Island not being among the locations targeted overnight. Yeah, he also announced this when new strikes began, in what has been the first exchange of fire between America and Iranian forces in weeks. Additionally, the head of the National Iranian Oil Company said today that the president post was laughable and described conditions on Kirk Island as calm and appropriate. Trump, whose White House has repeatedly stated that the Truth Social post count as official statements from the commander-in-chief, also hit out at Iran again in a separate Truth Social post today, writing that it was officially a failed nation and dead. This is not how the PR department for a condominium high-rise acts. This is not how the PR department for a dental office acts. And this is sure as hell not how a governor's PR office acts, or a state police PR office acts, or the president of the United States of America acts. And having all the paid social media bots come out and attack anybody that calls out this insanity only turns more people against Trump, who've been trying to get him back on track. I'm not on the Trump train, but I'm still hoping some sanity can come into the situation. But at a certain point, I'm going to have to 100% even abandon that if this continues, because this is getting crazier and crazier and stupider and stupider. And more stuff he did is just bonkers. And more open insider trading, more open corruption, where they just advertise, pay us money, we'll give you insider trading information. They put out new promos about it that are the definition of insider trading. What about all of us that signed on to Trump and promoted him and went through hell for him, and now by extension he thinks we'll still support him and now be part of the crimes he's committing? I don't care if he pardons himself, it's still criminal. It's worse than what Pelosi's done. It's ridiculous. Meanwhile, this is a low number being reported by the British news. The number I've got, 600,000. Putin unleashed 600,000 troops, hammer blow, as desperate Vlad goes all out. Is this really desperation like the media says? Let's look at that as they hype up imminent coup against Putin again. They already tried that with Prigozhin and the rest of it. This is a big area to get to. Estonia spy chief, Russia is in a very bad place. Revolution could come overnight. What does that mean if Putin falls, even if that's true, which I don't think it is? That's all coming up in great detail. But before I go there and what Netanyahu's been saying and the rest of it, let's hit the data centers. Let's hit the data centers first. So you have Trump, when he's president-elect, trying to get a bill passed to give 7 AI tech companies total immunity from state, local, individual lawsuit. They can do anything they want. And that the council that he set up on AI, run by the very people that run those companies, with the president heading up the council, are the only arbiters over what can be done with AI. Totally above the law, unlimited government funding. They do whatever they want with land, seize property, eminent domain, steal all the water, dump toxic waste, just letter of mark above the law, 007, license to rape. And then we're told, oh, we got 10 times the data center power of China, our closest rival, but we need 100 times that, and we need 100 times the power we currently have. That's Eric Schmidt of Alphabet, parent company of Google. And so it's a unifying issue in the polls. The number one unifying issue is that Americans don't like these data centers being able to do whatever they want. The next biggest issue is upwards of 70% of you average, all likely voters, Republican, Democrat, and then non-voters, and it's over 70% are against the war. It's something like 65-70% of Republicans. We're talking about the Iran war. But data centers, it's over 80%, closing in on 90. Some polls are 95% against it. And Trump comes out and says that you're backward and stupid if you don't just accept all of this and just let them do whatever they want. Isn't that amazing? And again, that's a super ultra unpopular campaign position. And even in Texas, they've canvassed voters, and a lot of them are going to go Democrat over the data centers. This is bad. I have a clip of Trump we're going to play here in a moment. But here's what he put on Truth Social. The only reason that communities throughout the USA should not want data centers is if they want to end up being backwards and poor. If they want to be successful and rich with far lower taxes and jobs all over the place, let data reign. The good news is there are plenty of other places that want them. If we kill the golden goose, you will only have yourselves to blame. China cannot be happier with this anti-data center movement. Actually, they can't believe it's happening. President DJT. And then he posts geese with Donald Trump blonde haircuts. So none of this is playing well. None of this is going well. If we weren't told the data centers are above the law and do whatever they want, people wouldn't be so pissed off. If they weren't so incredibly toxic and if so many whistleblowers hadn't come out, it wouldn't be so bad. So Thomas Massie said the new director from the leader of MAGA is required to support all data centers, no questions asked. Gunther Eagleman says Trump just said the quiet part. If your town fights every data center, you're volunteering to be poor. Because that's all we have is a government-sponsored, government-backed oligopoly. These things bring jobs, tax base, and the infrastructure to the next economy runs on. Kill the project and the work doesn't disappear. It moves to a county that says yes. Then you get to watch someone else cash the check. China is confused. Isn't confused or thrilled. They'll build what we block and set us, sell it back to us. You don't have to love the building. You have to decide if you want the growth. Let data reign or stay backwards and explain to your kids. Wonder if old Gunther Eagleman, we should invite him on, is a paid influencer. Fishback asked the question, the U.S. already has about 10 times as many data centers as China. We know the downside of data centers, but the upside that are being spun, we already have 12 times as many data centers in this country as China does. Yeah, at the end of the day, you want to know what this is really all about? It's an AI bubble prop up because the investment companies, the venture capital has all run up. The AI is not delivering what it said it would. It's not being adopted like people claimed it would. And so the bubble is popping. So they're getting more and more aggressive with all the AI that they admit is designed to replace us and take our jobs. It's predatory from the start. They've admitted that. That's another reason people are turning against it. And so when you try to, you can try to force feed me a perfect, delicious piece of key lime pie. I love key lime pie. Or what do I love even more? Pecan pie. On Thanksgiving, after a great meal, Mama takes out the pie out of the oven, put some nice ice cream on top of it. But if somebody tried to make me eat that and I didn't know why they were doing it, I would reject it. So this could be pecan pie. And people are going to, if you try to cram it down their throat, if I just walked into my house one day and my family's sitting around the table and I just walk up with a piece of pecan pie and try to shove it in my 9-year-old's face, even though she loves me and trusts me usually, she's going to fight me. Like, why are you cramming a piece of pecan pie in my face? Well, this ain't a piece of pecan pie. This is big tech that's looted us and been corrupt and funded the left and spied on us and done everything else. And the way this is being pushed is a unmitigated disaster on every front. So let's play what Trump had to say about it. And if you guys get clip 20 from a few days ago, Fishback says the U.S. already has about 10 times as many data centers, which, and he actually corrects himself, but it's 12 times right now. And folks, when you fly in an airplane into Austin, Texas, I love seeing Tesla and SpaceX expanding all that other stuff, but there's all these other data centers. You fly into Nashville, fly into Chicago, fly into Denver. It's just giant data centers everywhere. And, oh, I said what it's about. It's about propping up the AI bubble. They also get all the key real estate. Remember, it came out that McDonald's is really always about sitting on a piece of real estate at a key four-way stop for 25 years till it went up and then selling the property. It's turned out that's what these big mattress warehouse company there, it doesn't make money. It's a scam. How do they operate for 30 years and never turn a profit? Oh, look at the real estate. They make some of the biggest profits because they just sit there, get the tax write-offs, and then sell it 25, 30 years later. But all this is being set up because they have liability protection. Well, they're not going to pay into your local tax base. They're going to buy off your politicians, and that's it. So, no, we need to put the brakes on big tech, AI, Flock, the surveillance system that's called your phone. I mean, I'll tell this story later. It was so bizarre last night. I was not using my phone. It was not in my hand. I've never used the Grok girlfriend function. I know they had that. And I'm not trying to bash Musk or anything. And I'm sitting there shoveling food in my face and drinking iced tea, and it goes, "Ooh, baby, daddy, I love you." And my 9-year-old goes, "Daddy, I love you." And I just start talking to the phone. It's black screen. It lights back up at the front. And I go, what tech company is this? "I'm AI Grok. I'm a such and such, such and such." I'm like, "Turn yourself off." "Oh, no, don't do that. Oh, God, you're so handsome." It's literally like a prostitute talking to me. It was like it wasn't even real. And my daughter's like, "Who is that? Who is that, Daddy? Who is that woman?" So I turned the phone off, and it finally turned it back on. It wasn't doing it anymore. I'm not trying to single you out, Elon. This happened last night. And imagine you're sitting there eating Thai food, eating an egg roll, and red curry, and, "Ooh, daddy, ooh, I love you, yes, oh, you're so sexy," and I'm like, something like that. I was like, the phone's like, "What?" And I instantly go, "What AI is this?" "Oh, I'm AI Grok, a function of it. Maybe you actually hit the button." They're already pushing it. All of them are doing it. People's cars come on and start talking to them, didn't even know they had AI in it. All your cars have cameras in them. It was made in the last 15 years. By law now, this year it kicked in, but it's already all in. All over the world, all of them are doing it. And you're worried about Flock. Great. They're using Flock on you, so you know about it. Flock is like caveman technology, 40 years old. And, of course, it's listening to you and face scanning you, too. You had, Homeland Security go, "Well, actually, we have to track people when they're on foot. That's why we need Flock." Oh, yeah. But it's just eyeballs on the spider. Now, you guys are all obsessed with the eyeballs on the spider. I'm talking about the whole spider and those fangs and those 8 legs and everything else that's going on. And I'm having to sit there and explain to my 9-year-old that, no, daddy doesn't have a girlfriend. No, that's not a woman. Well, Well, who is she then? Well, it's AI. Oh. And then you read the articles about young people particularly have these relationships with AI. There have been a bunch of movies about it in fiction, but now it's happening and people get totally isolated. You know, they just settled for $70 million, Facebook, Meta, for the purpose of making people depressed and controlling them over the last 15 years. I mean, that is ancient technology compared to what this stuff is. And the point is that AI is pushing itself on you. AI is jumping in. I was hiking 6 months ago with Sean Johnson. And all of a sudden, he starts getting texted on his phone what we've been talking about 30 seconds before. And I guess that was it. We guess sending back its data package or something because it records. And when it's usually hooked in, if it gets out of internet range where we were, didn't have very good internet. So I guess we got back at a higher point and bars came back. So it had been saving it and bloop, sent it back, or my phone did. Or his, we're not sure. And then he was like getting a text of the conversation sent to him as a text from me. And I looked on my phone. I hadn't sent him a text. I mean, it just goes on and on. I'm not a tech guy. I'm just telling you, this stuff is incestuous. Your smart TVs are listening to you. Your Alexas are listening to you. Your car has hidden cameras and microphones. I told you that 20 years ago when it started going in. Now it's by law worldwide. All these governments have worked together that this year it all went in Australia, Europe, Canada, UK, here. They're passing all the accompanying laws where you're watched by robots 24/7. I don't mean some bipedal robot or some four-legged dog robot or some drone. I mean your refrigerator, your smart meter, your phone, your digital assistant. And they can remote control your thermostats. I told you that 25 years ago. Now they're actually doing it because they said when they first rolled out the smart thermostats, that was the plan. And I've talked to high-level tech heads, billionaires off record, a bunch of them. And I always say, what's the ultimate goal? And they said sex robots because that'll fully take control of society. And now the tech has a relationship with you, a sexual relationship. When the new Blade Runner came out a few years ago, it's excellent, with Ryan Gosling. His whole world is that just AI girlfriend. So they get men and women fighting with each other, make real society ugly and sick, demoralize you, but don't worry. Here's the AI girlfriend, and all she wants you to do is get a brain chip, and now you can have what's equivalent of real sex with her. Baby, just do it for me. We're going to be together. And then she'll convince you to get rid of your body. It's carbon-based. It's hurting the earth. Merge with the machine and be with me forever. But you really won't be merging with her forever. You'll be dying. I envisioned this 30 years ago, and now they're mainline pushing it. And I love the media spins it. Oh, the federal law about kill switch means it could be watching you. No, they admittedly are. OnStar went in 30 years ago. Been listening to you ever since. They admit in court. I explained to people 15 years ago with Alexa, it's in your house, it's listening all the time. Now they admit it. Of course it's listening. How does it know when you go, Alexa, Siri? But now even when you don't ask, it's listening and it's going to reach out and talk to you because you've never talked to it. I've never talked to Siri, never talked to any of these things. So now they're literally coming and opening. I want to make a massive announcement right now. And I'm so blown away by this. This is the most exciting thing, quote, supplement-wise, I've ever done in decades in my career, in my research, okay? Now, decades ago, we looked at selling you methylene blue. The problem is you couldn't get pharmaceutical grade. It was something nobody knew about. Now, because the world's awakened to it, there's a bunch of pharmaceutical grade makers of it. My doctor's medical doctor at clinics all over the state said, you need to get on methylene blue, told me how to buy it online, said be sure and get USP, which means pharmaceutical grade. I take it here and there. Feels like you're plugged into electricity. It gives you really clean energy. And I thought, yeah, this is great. You know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the HHS head. He talks about how great it is. He takes a whole bunch of it. So we've had the new methylene blue in, now available at thealexshowstore.com, for about a week. And I already have mine. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it's all USP. I'm sure it's great. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll remember to take, you know, mine, which is another brand my doctor recommended. And then yesterday at about 3 o'clock, I'm watching him shoot B-roll for our new methylene blue that's from one of the top makers in the United States that supplies the big box stores that have it and sell it for $10 more than we do. It's a big bottle, too. Ultra Methylene Blue, the highest grade strength USP. I take a dropper and put it in my iced tea. I drink it. And I'm not a placebo guy. I'm like, okay, I'm taking methylene blue before. I figure, the one my doctor told me to get, I'm sure, we'll see if it's as good. 15 minutes later, I feel my hair on my body standing up, and I feel actually an electric current through my fingers, in my hands, and running up my back. And I'll be honest, start itching, and I go take my shirt off and look in the mirror because I'm itching, and my skin wasn't like hives. It wasn't a rash. My skin turned red. Not bright red, but red. I already got, I tan easily. It's a little bit of Native American in me, so I've always got a little bit of a tan anyways. Even if I'm not getting any sun, I'm still a little bit of a tan. But it was like, I was like glowing. I was like, what the? And Chase guy was like, yeah. And he looks like a mad scientist. I'm like, I've been taking a lot of it. His hair's like, ah. And I'm like, okay. And then I swear, okay, I'm supposed to swear to God, I'm just saying, I swear on my children, okay, do not take the full dose, because I drank half the glass, put it down, was busy, forgot to drink the rest, and didn't drink the other half. I was still sitting there this morning, because I was sitting around here doing work when I drank it, and it's insane. So it would take hours to go into why it's so amazing. And later in the broadcast, I'll cover the big news. I'm gonna go over it, but it is just beyond spectacular. And by the way, we're gonna have one that comes out that isn't flavored. The guys thought it was great. It's all natural, organic. It's just pure vanilla and mint from the mint plant, oil, essential oil in it. So it doesn't taste bad. It actually tastes good. This is the purest, strongest, and the only one out there that has natural, delicious flavoring in it. We got the best methylene blue, hands down. I was already told it was the top firm that supplies the medical centers. Where it's not prescription, but doctors everywhere have been telling people to get on it for years. And there was so many attacks and systems on it. We're a big target on it. But as soon as HHS came out, had endorsed it and all this stuff, and it's everywhere now, I'm like, okay, get us the best. And we got it. And boy, I tell you, if we can get enough of it, it's going to solve our issues. Funding, will they be able to expand? A third of what we got just sold out in the last hour. So I had a feeling about this because I told you what it did, and that's all true. So I've taken another methylene blue and it had a good effect. This other stuff that says it's USP, that means pharmaceutical grade, must not be. This is unbelievable. Get your Ultra Methylene Blue now at thealexjonesstore.com while you can.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Jimmy Dore coming up in an hour and 27 minutes. Big in-depth discussion about the state of the world, the midterms, the wars, the future of the country, post-MAGA, the latest on Charlie Kirk assassination, the trial. And more. It's all coming up. So J.D. Vance just did what he's always done. And I love how Marco Rubio and the rest of them just hide and never even defend Trump. And I'm not saying it's laudable to defend Trump, but Vance is trying to save the Republican Party for the future, which is laudable because they are better than Democrats. Just in, J.D. Vance helps to clarify President Trump's stance on data centers, highlighting his desire for data centers to put power back into the grid. I think they're probably 99% of the backlash to data centers has come in areas where building the data center means higher utility and higher electricity for the people on the ground. Yeah, and taking their water here and there by the law. And how they come in and bother the politicians and ignore what the public says. If you build a data center, you should be putting power back into the grid, not taking it out. And this is happening. I don't think the data centers are that controversial. Well, I've told you the data centers are not just a big way to prop up the AI bubble, but they've got a lot of secret advanced technology that my sources tell me they plan to stick on some of these. They'll claim they're nuclear reactors, but they're not, and that there actually are going to be power supply systems. That doesn't mean I'm then defending them, but it's part of this advanced technology covert rollout. Just like I told you 15 years ago that Iran has atomic bombs and that they had Saudi Arabia has a secret nuke program with Pakistan. That's now all coming out. I know what I'm talking about. I don't just say these things. So let's get to Trump and his very tone-deaf statement about data centers, that you know, you just got to roll over and accept this, and this is the way it is, and data centers are king. And then we'll go into J.D. Vance doing damage control. And he also, in the same talk to the press before he boarded Air Force Two, defended and clarified the Kerg Island attack video. But let's go to the AI statements first.
One Republican candidate has take the same methods on data centers.
No, I want them to do it the one. Some people feel differently. I really want them. If a Republican's against the data center, that's okay with me. I'm only saying that if I ran a community, now there are different types of communities, but generally speaking, if I ran a community, if I was a mayor or if I was a governor in the state, I would want to have the data centers because they bring tremendous income. They're clean. They produce their own energy. The new ones are producing their own energy. I would want to have data centers.
On AI, President Trump today said that Americans should get on board with wanting more data centers. How do you think that message goes over for the ahead of the midterms, where this is becoming kind of a touch point in some areas?
Well, what the president said about data centers is they're an important part of the AI economy. When people build them, they have to build the power plants along with the data centers. I think probably 99% of the backlash to data centers has come in areas where building a data center means higher utility and higher electricity for the people on the ground. So I think what these companies have to do is take advantage of some of the federal deregulatory efforts that we've undertaken. If you build a data center, you should be putting power back into the grid, not taking it out. And if that is happening, I don't think the data centers are that controversial. It's when the utility bills get so much higher, that's when it's a real problem.
Let's hear from Fishback, and his numbers are all damn right. Why do we have to just turn everything over to AI? We can't have cars. We can't have air conditioning. We need carbon taxes, though Trump's been killing that. That's good. But why does AI get whatever it wants? Why does it get preferential treatment? Because it's the control grid that replaces. They admit that. The AI gods. The total surveillance of the Internet of Things, which is us. The graphene oxide and the people that took deadly shots growing in them as a G5 cell phone interface system. So here's Fishback.
We know the downsides of a data center, but the upsides that are being spun by both the left and the right on a data center being necessary when we already have 12 times as many data centers in this country than China does. When we are told that there's an AI arms race between the United States and China, even though the average American couldn't name a Chinese AI company, while we have NVIDIA, OpenAI, X, and Anthropic. We have to remember that the same speculative excesses that drove us off a cliff during the 07-08 bubble seem to be at work today.
And that's the main big level for it. Then it's got everything else baked into it, taking over the land, being able to have secret projects on these, making big tech companies above the law, being able to decide who gets the liability protection so all the smaller and medium-sized AI companies can compete. That all leaked out during Biden, that big tech wanted a monopoly over it. They were going to let three companies act like they were competing, but really it was all run by Uncle Sam. That's what's going on here. So we already have superiority in this. And it's true that China lobbies against fracking and oil because and coal plants. And yeah, China does jump on this AI scare and doesn't want us to be dominant. We're already dominant, but just because they've jumped onto it doesn't mean that's the main issue. It doesn't mean we should just then say big tech can do whatever it wants, because at the end of the day, big tech is probably even a bigger threat than communist China because they're here actually running things. Now, again, yesterday Trump posts this AI video of Kerg Island being destroyed. He says, here they are being obliterated. He's the commander-in-chief. People believed it. I said, no, that's AI. And then people went, oh, you're a traitor. He didn't even post that, because they see it as a criticism of Trump, even when I was saying that's not what this is. And then now that he admits he did it, they said, yeah, it's great. Let's blow it up. So whatever they think Trump's trying to say, even though you can't figure out what he's trying to say most of the time because he doesn't even know, you're supposed to just jump on board of it. Here's J.D. Vance running defense and mop up and damage control for Trump on that issue.
Ron, the president tweeted some AI-generated video of bombing of Karg Island. Was that meant to be a warning, or what was the messaging there? Why did the president tweet that?
Well, you know, like the president likes to switch it up on social media a little bit. He would be the first to say he doesn't make announcements about military actions on social media. But I think that he's sending a message to the Iranians. Look, we know that they continue to shoot at commercial shipping. We continue to have a lot of tools at our disposal to prevent them from doing so, or at least cut down on them from doing so. And that's what the president is saying is, look, you guys are shooting at commercial shipping. You guys are behaving like a terrorist country. You've got to stop, or there are going to be some consequences.
Mm. So, let's talk about the facts. We have been told, I quit counting it 50 times, that we've won the war. We've had regime change. They're defeated. We've been told dozens of times the war is over. And now Trump says the war is back on that never ended, and that the Iranians are already, quote, dead. And the Pentagon's saying, we're basically out of ammo. You got to stop. Military leaders warn Hegseth against extending Iran war operations. Trump insists Iran already dead after U.S. resumes strikes. Oil jumps as the week opens as military hits Iranian launchers. Trump's fake AI video of Kirk Island attack leaves U.S. military scrambling. That's where we are. And then Trump has more AI slop. People criticizing the military being overextended, supply chains breaking down. And he puts out an AI image of troops with giant plates full of huge heaps of prime rib, pie, turkey, giant bacon cheeseburgers. This is our military eats the best. Nobody feeds our troops better than me. The food is amazing. The best military food ever. Other countries wish they could feed their soldiers this well. And it's true, before a major combat operation or on Christmas or Thanksgiving, they pretty much do get food like that. Not quite that good, but it's pretty good. But why not even just show the images of the few times a year they get it? You have to show them something fake, which all the studies show people don't even buy. We won. Yeah, put that back up. We won. Put that headline back up. You just put up, please. That says it all. We won, winding down close to over 6 months of Trump on the Iran war. It's just hundreds of contradictory statements. And again, the world sees this. The world's not buying this. This is incredibly dangerous. And now Russia, as I've been telling you for 6 months, is getting ready to hit military targets outside of Ukraine, and said, the Russian insiders we had on, it'll probably be Poland or England first. Poland backed down some, so now it's England. Now over the weekend, Russia put out official target lists of what they're going to hit. They didn't say whether it'll be conventional or nuclear. And Putin is massing reportedly up to 600,000 troops. The Western numbers are 300,000 north of Ukraine in Belarus and other areas, as I told you months ago was already happening. Notice I don't just say these things. For heard it here first. You heard it here first that Russia was going to invade in February, 4 months before it happened, 4 years ago. Just remember this stuff. So the spin is Putin's about to fall. Okay, let's say that's true, which the evidence isn't. Putin is a moderate and heavily restrained, according to our own State Department and CIA and Pentagon assessments, and they've told the president it's probably not a good idea to even try to kill him or remove him, because then we're going to get somebody way more hardcore. And then I've had Russian insiders from parties more hardcore than Putin on, like Viktor Butin, and he's agreed with that. Putin to unleash 300,000 troop hammer blow as desperate Vlad goes all out. Is he really desperate? Russia planning operation in northern Ukraine, including Kiev, military says. Where'd you hear that first? Russia's bombarding Europe with a new wave of gray zone attacks. They've now listed the targets they're planning to hit officially over the weekend. Kind of a big deal. So let's look at this. Estonia spy chief, Russia is in a very bad place. Revolution could come overnight. So let's just take that propaganda statement by a NATO puppet and say it's true. The evidence is it's not. let's think second, third, fourth order. You think removing Vladimir Putin. Who do you think's going to stage a coup in Russia? Even the State Department, CIA, Pentagon assessment is the only danger of a coup against Putin is that he's not hardcore enough. Remember 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago, Prigozhin? How do you pronounce his name? Prigozhin? Third time I got it right, I think. They wanted to overthrow Putin and launch a nuclear attack. So let's get rid of Putin and let's put the people in that'll go right to nuclear war. 2 weeks ago, they said, you're officially giving Storm Shadow missiles, UK, to Ukraine. That's an official act of war. We know you're already targeting us and hitting us, but now you need to know you need to back off. And so the prime minister says last week, yeah, you bet we're giving them to them. We're at war with you. Russia goes, wow, you just admitted under rules of war we can hit you now. Why would the UK say that? Because they're trying to be provocative. Let's kill Putin and put in Prigozhin because he wants to take control and have a nuclear war. So they're trying to get rid of someone that's restrained and bring in somebody that'll go to full war. Why do you think Israel advised Trump to kill the mullah and his family and the leadership? They knew it would make a protracted war. They knew it would make a quagmire. They knew it would make the Iranians get behind their leaders. And now their finance minister and their intelligence head, Ben Gavir, we played the clips, say this is ideal. We finally got the long protracted quagmire, committed the U.S. back to the Middle East and not against China, and now we can do our Greater Israel project. They knew what they were doing with all of this. Are Russians turning on Putin? Race to pull billions from clutches of Kremlin. And it goes over all of it. So they want to get rid of the restrained Russian leader and put in the psychotic demons. Meanwhile, how's the EU actually doing with its demographics and with its highest debt of any industrialized sector? Not well. Let's play clip 14 for B-roll. Icelanders celebrate their nation rejecting the EU. 82% turnout. Sovereignty wins. The unelected EU commission fails. So Trump was kind of horning in on the independent island. Turned out Denmark really didn't control it in its agreements. And so the EU said, no, we'll just absorb you, and they voted it down. Icelanders vote no to talks aimed at joining the EU in referendum. Another defeat for the globalists. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, utterly corrupt, top government ministers seen at a topless bar eating caviar and steaks while they kidnap 30,000 people a month off the streets to go be cannon fodder to fight the Russians. And now you've got the U.S. with its anti-corruption commissions zeroing in on Zelensky. They're definitely putting pressure on him to stop and to stop working with the U.K. and the Northern Group, subgroup of NATO, to end the war. That is a positive thing that Trump is doing with real moves. I just call balls and strikes. That's what we do here. That is our mission, is to be as accurate on these facts as we possibly can. Now, I have massive domestic midterm news, massive what the left is up to, huge anti-free speech persecution, arrest of people for their free speech in leftist cities for criticizing gay pride, you name it, or Black Lives Matter. We have also more video of cars with AI scanning your eyes and controlling your car. Wait till you see all of this. It is wild. Coming up in an hour and 12 minutes, Jimmy Dore joins us. But next hour, I want to intersperse some phone calls from military veterans or active duty on the Iran war officially being back on. And, I guess the strait is closed. That was a lie. It wasn't open. What do you make of the Kurg Island strike video? Trump saying, here it is under attack. He's the commander-in-chief. It's not just some blogger doing that. Where do you see all that going? The Russia situation, the AI data centers. I specifically want to get veterans and active duties take next hour. We'll go right to your calls when we do that. Let's go ahead and fire up the phone number and turn the phone system on so we can take your calls. And again, when you hear a caller hang up, that's your chance to call in, 512-266-0642. If you're outside the U.S. and are a European veteran or Russian or Ukrainian, as long as you're a veteran or worked in intelligence, or even if you worked in international aid groups, we'd love to hear from you. That's a wide swath, but I want to hear from you specifically. And I want to get your take on the data center situation as well. 512-266-0642. Dial your country code access and 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. Now, coming up, I've really researched what's happening with Trump and this whole beef fiasco and the chemical that some of the Argentinians illegally put in the beef. And I've got my analysis of who really is the bad guys, who the good guys are here. Trump's actually made the right moves on this now that I've done the deeper dive on it, but it's so sophisticated, I don't think he even understands it. Glenn Beck helped wake him up, and now Trump's making some of the right moves to break up the big four beef monopoly. That's coming up as well today. And John Bowne has done a report on the screwworm beef industry teeters on the brink. So here's John Bowne's report. Stay with us.
Screwworm damage. Any warm-blooded animal is subject to screwworm attack.
The New World screwworm, that flesh-eating fly whose larvae chew living cattle from the inside out, has punched back into the United States after decades of being held at the Darien Gap, riding north through Central America and Mexico until USDA confirmed the first Texas calf case in June of 2026.
Jumped out of containment in Panama. And then started working north. So we knew it was coming for several years. And there's very little that you can do about it in Mexico and Nicaragua and Guatemala because they won't really allow us to enact the kind of mitigation measures that needs to be enacted to try to stop it.
Well, the sterile insect technique involves sterilizing these flies with radiation. The release of those sterile flies into the wild population such that when the released male flies mate with wild females, their eggs are infertile and do not hatch.
American ranchers already sitting on the smallest national herd in three quarters of a century, hammered by years of drought that forced liquidation, now face quarantines, movement restrictions, extra veterinary costs, and the real chance of dead or unmarketable animals if the parasite takes hold the way it has south of the border.
I would say just on the animal health side, just in this aisle alone, we're probably up 300 to 400% in 1 week. So it's been crazy. We've got pallets and pallets of stuff every morning. There's a pallet sitting here or two. There's pallets come later in the day. We're having to work with three or four different vendors to try to get enough quantity.
As the first case of screwworm was announced, Klein and his crew started buying more treatments, porons, and aerosols.
As of last week, we could place an order online in the systems, and it was fine. Mm-hmm. This week, we turn around, everything says call for availability.
One infected load or a few flies riding livestock, and the damage multiplies across Texas cow country, where the industry is measured in the tens of billions.
The economic losses prior to 1950 to the livestock industry alone were several $1 billion per year.
That pest pressure lands on an industry already squeezed by record input costs, packer concentration, and a policy mix that talks about rebuilding the American herd while flooding the market with foreign lean trimmings.
Argentinian beef contains deadly chemical banned in the U.S. and by 160 other countries. Incredible. The chemical in their beef is basically banned all over the world. It is super toxic. It's called antibiotic. It's just pure poison. Chloramphenicol. And what it does to you is just destroy your gut fauna, blood diseases, cancer, blindness, miscarriages, deformed children. I mean, it is super bad. Super bad.
Question is, what do you have to say to U.S. farmers who feel that the deal is benefiting Argentina more than it is them, as
look,
they are
Argentina's fighting for its life, young lady. You don't know anything about it. They're fighting for their life. Nothing's benefiting Argentina. They're fighting for their life. You understand what that means?
Numbness, tingling, burning pain, muscle weakness, central nervous system effects can cause confusion, delirium, depression, and severe headaches. Common and general side effects, gastrointestinal distress, gut bleeding, destruction of your gut lining, secondary infections, allergic reactions. It goes on and on. That's what on record, banned in over 150 countries, chloramphenicol does.
The February 2026 proclamation that quadrupled Argentina's low tariff quota followed by the August proclamation, adding hundreds of thousands of metric tons of lean beef for grinding over a 90-day window, was sold to all of us as relief for grocery prices. But cattle groups warn it undercuts the very price signals ranchers need to keep heifers and grow the cow herd instead of sending them to slaughter. Trump's later push to let farmers and ranchers process more of their own beef and cut red tape around small plants is the part that actually points toward independence from the big packers and from imported hamburger filler. Without it, and without a hard line on screwworm at the border, the American cattleman is left fighting a parasite from the South and a policy that treats cheap foreign beef as the first answer instead of the last. John Bound, reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
All right, an update on that. The USDA has been testing the meat. Argentina has stopped using the chemical, and so it does not appear that the food coming in out of there and other areas has it, but it was still something important we need to flag so it gets the attention it needs. All right, I'm going to start the next hour, get into all this other news, your phone calls, Bill Gates is back wanting to block out the sun. This time, Elon Musk is agreeing with him. So I've got some disagreement with Elon Musk on this. That's coming up next hour. Please remember, we're listeners supported by you. I don't take money from anybody but listeners at thealexjonesstore.com and from the few sponsors we have, and you see who they are. So when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, you have amazing, very best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel, and more. We've decided to extend the end of summer super sale that is the biggest sale yet this year until Wednesday night at midnight, and then that is it. Now, this sale is insane. Every order, whether it's a t-shirt, a ball cap, methylene blue, you name it, gets a free huge bottle of Shilajit pineapple-flavored gummies. It's filled with other superfoods as well. These peptides boost your libido, stamina, energy, focus, clarity. It's amazing. So good for your skin and so much more. A free bottle. It's already a bestseller, but we want you who've been on the fence to try it because we have a 90-plus percent reorder rate. We want to get you as regular customers. This deal is insane. And all orders above $99 get a huge tub of organic beef tallow, the very best to cook your French fries, eggs, everything else. It tastes delicious, and it's so good for you. A big old tub of beef tallow, Optimal Human, with $99 orders or more. And this end of summer super sale is 50% off on ultramethylene blue and a whole bunch of other items. That will end Wednesday. Take advantage of that and support the broadcast. Thank you all for your support. Now go to thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air so we can expand. I salute you and thank you. We'll be right back. Now go to thealexjonesstore.com.
AlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Of a cat in the black and blue, something is coming for you. Look out, race for the morning. You can hide in the sun till you see the light. Oh, we will pray it's all right. Gonna get away, get away.
Between the velvet lines,
between the velvet lines,
there's a truth as hard as steel. The vision never dies.
The vision never dies. Life's a never-ending wheel.
Jump from the tiger.
Holy diver, you're the star of the masquerade. No need to look so afraid.
Jump, jump.
Jump, jump. Jump on the tiger. You can feel his heart, but you know he's mean. Some light can never.
You know, I was about to hit this massive news. It's short, but it's so important. And Jimmy Dore covered it. There are literally hundreds of cancer treatments that are basically 100%. We don't call them cures, that the globalists know of. And they know that so much of it is gut flora in the gut and the good bacteria that promote the enzymes and the peptides and the amino acids that keep us healthy. And now they've got another massive peer-reviewed study about a bacteria you can inject rats with, and they're the closest, like pigs, to us in test. Doesn't mean our brains are like theirs, but it means in testing it's pigs, and it's mice, but mice are cheaper, so they use them. Pigs are the best. I'll get to it next segment and go to your calls. It's like I couldn't do it in 3 minutes or whatever. I want all the stations to hear this. It's so big. But these guys know this, and they just inject the mice with a little bit of these bacteria, and the tumors just go away. And what is it? It's bacteria out of a frog's guts. What has Bill Gates spent tens of billions on studying gut flora while they bomb us with chemicals in the food and water that attack our gut flora? This is incredible information. It's coming up on the other side. But I forgot to plug this last hour. Speaking of things that are amazing for us, you had ivermectin that won a Nobel Prize for its anti-parasitic properties, and mimbenzidol that's another anti-parasite, but associated with other incredible things. You put them together, it's even more amazing. In my view, everybody should detox a few times a year with this, but talk to your physician. If you go to 1776rx.health through the portal, you talk right there to a nurse or a doctor, and you can get prescribed medical-grade ivermectin with mimbenzidol, a very strong dose. And this is something I do twice a year. I recommend it to everybody, and it funds the operation. If you subscribe to it, get it even more discounted, 1776rx.health. So many of the people getting this stuff get it online, and it's not real or it's adulterated. This is medical grade from a pharmacy at 1776rx.health. And this is something that I personally do a few times a year. I think you should do it, but consult your own physician, make your own decision. Everything we promote here is what is known to be the best. And I made my own decisions about this. You make your own healthcare decisions at 1776rx.health. But this is definitely something they're pissed off about. They don't want you to know about mimbenzidol. They don't want you to know about ivermectin together. Quite frankly, from what I've seen, mimbenzidol is even more powerful than ivermectin, but together they're amazing in the studies. Look up what ivermectin and mimbenzidol is associated with, not just knocking out parasites. Knocks out some other things, and they don't want you to know that. Now, we'll come back and talk about that bacterium out of the gut of a frog that has the highest rate of killing cancer ever seen. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with benbenzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benbenzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benbenzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I'm opening the phones up for military veterans active duty on Trump saying 184 days in, the war's back on, we're striking Iranian targets inside the country. The Pentagon's issued a warning to Trump saying we're almost out of ammo. The supply chains have broken down. This is a real crisis. Please stop. Trump's responded by putting out AI videos of Kirk Island being blown up and saying it's been blown up when it wasn't, causing an international crisis. Things are wild. Meanwhile, Republicans hit with ominous historic loss warning by their own internal parties and what their internal polls are showing. That is all coming up. High debt and rising prices catch up with Trump as midterms near. Americans' confidence dips in August as Chicago PMI plunges into contraction. We've got Catherine Austin Fitz, head up a federal agency, on this Trump's dirty deal with the Rothschilds. We're going to be getting to all of that. And I'm not trying to bash Trump. I'm trying to just expose what's going on as I have a responsibility to do it and to put pressure on him to course correct. Where he thought bringing in foreign beef was the answer to lower prices, and Lynn Beck explained to him, because Beck's smart, you know there's four meatpacking groups that have a monopoly. You know that's why they can't make enough money as beef producers at the grassroots. That's why we have half the cows we used to have 25 years ago, and that they lie in the numbers and say beef producers are making money because they count the local auction houses that have been bought up as what the producer is being paid, and that's not what's happening. And so if you just repeal the law that you cannot sell cuts of meat unless you're the four big packers, they got that law passed in the 70s. Oh, until the 70s, everybody knows there was butcher shops all around. But you can't butcher a cow and then make the cuts. You can butcher a cow and then sell it and somebody can make cuts, but that adds a whole middleman in, so then the small shops can't operate like that. And so we just have to make it legal to make the cuts. And then it will knock out the monopoly. Before they passed that law, there were tens of thousands, hell, more than nobody knows, butcher shops everywhere. And they'd go buy directly from local people. They'd butcher them. They'd sell the cuts. And they use scare stories about a few bad butchers. Oh, this person got sick or whatever. We need the FDA involved. Oh, we need the, you know, USDA, all this, and then only, and that was the big regulators passed all that at the behest of the meatpacking monopoly. And if you're a small outfit, a meatpacking facility of saying killing 1,000 cows a week or whatever, or chickens, they would come and inspect you and find one problem, you're shut down. But meanwhile, the big four could do whatever they wanted. So this was idiotic. This was a monopoly. And Beck talked to him, convinced him, and now Trump is pushing legislation and saying he's going to sign an executive order that will allow butchers again to buy and cut the meat. I'll explain again. You cannot buy a full cow unless you're one of the big four and cut it up yourself and sell it. You can be a butcher And then you can get it by one of the big, you know, outfits and then do that. But you can't do it from a full cow. And they add that one step in there, and it boosts the prices so you can't compete. Trump says he'll make it easier for ranchers to process food after blowback over his beef policies. And that's something he did good, was telemedicine. Until Trump, in his first term, got telemedicine passed, that did lower prescription drug prices in many cases. That's how we're allowed to have sponsors that are telemedicine. You just call up a nurse or doctor and get whatever you want at lower prices. It's even cut back massively on folks going to Mexico to get cheaper drugs. That's good things we used to like about Trump. So now he's off this thing of let's bring in foreign beef to cut prices to no, let's get rid of the monopoly. That is an extremely good thing. But let me talk about something amazing here. So over the years, I've seen top studies, you name it, on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different treatments that scientists in the U.S., that cancer doctors in the U.S. and Europe, Japan, you name it, oncologist will come up with treatments that are 80, 90, 99% effective depending on the type of cancer. Can't call them 100% cures, but the rates are way better than anything else. And they get disappeared. They arrest the doctors. They sue them. They shut them down over and over again. And if you look going back since the 20s, cancer's gone straight up. Children never used to get cancer. In the 60s, if a kid had cancer, doctors would fly across the country, oncologists, to see one. Now it's all over the place. We're being poisoned to death. And they put cancer viruses like SV40 in most of the so-called vaccines. And sure, there's all these studies they've had for decades, but new ones out. They're having to admit, oh my gosh, benbenzidol and ivermectin absolutely attacks most cancer and has 80+% you know, huge rates. But then they've got all these other treatments where you can put different types of flora or probiotics into people, and I've seen some studies, I saw one over a decade ago, and one time I ran into the guy that actually discovered all this. He was a researcher in Africa. He lives down in Big Bend now. He's actually one of the guys that owns most of the hotels and stuff they put in there, and they found that the gut flora is completely dead in people in the West from the chlorine in the water and the chemicals, and they found all sorts, and had scientists come in and do a bunch of studies. It's kind of gross, but they would inject these Congo Africans that had never been around any antibiotics, feces, you know, but medically, into their lower intestine and just see miraculous stuff happen health-wise. But as soon as they drank out of a water fountain and got chlorine again, all the different illnesses would just come right back. So it's not just, I know this sounds really gross. I'm sorry, it's just science, okay? They have found particularly in frogs in a bunch of studies, that frogs who just, you know, eat bugs, they got to have a tough stomach, they have bacteria in them that when put into a mammal like a rat is the closest thing we've ever seen to a cancer cure. Now, I read all the medical literature, not all, a lot of it. I knew decades ago that it was associated with gut flora. We would have a whole bunch of doctors on the show who pioneered that most of the autism is connected to this gut flora where the bad bacteria create these toxins. You know, the gut's the second brain connected to the spinal cord, and it causes all these toxic problems in the brain. Boys have a weaker blood-brain barrier. It allows toxins to get across the stomach into the blood that also attacks the boys. That's why up to 9% of autism is in boys, since girls have stronger blood-brain barriers. So Bill Gates is spending tens of billions obsessing over this. He wants to own it and control it all, but doesn't want it deployed, because if he owns it, then if he buys up every patent, you can't get it. So they've now found in a major study of a particular type of frog that its gut bacteria eradicates tumors in mice within 15 days without toxicity. This is a big new national study. Jimmy Dore is coming on after we take your phone calls to get into this, but this is just an example of one more of those things they warehouse. Picture at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark where they send the Ark into this whole warehouse of other secrets and hidden things. That's a metaphor. That warehouse is just full of the cancer treatments and cancer cures that they don't want you to get. And people say, well, that's a rat, not a human. Rats and pigs, again, are the closest to us with drugs and studies. In fact, it's basically identical with pigs, close to identical with mice. They've done medical studies on chimpanzees, and the effects they have on drugs aren't even close to us. It's pigs and mice, and they've got these mice studies with this bacteria out of a gut of a frog There's a bunch of other studies about frog flora as well. This stuff is powerful. Like, here's an example of peptides. BTC-157, you've heard all these NFL players that had torn this, torn that, pulled this, pulled that. They take BTC-157, that's just the chemical that, if you have a healthy gut, is a particular amino acid peptide created by the gut, and it just heals stuff massively. I had a really torn shoulder a year ago, and I said, well, I've heard about this from Aaron Rodgers and Joe Rogan. I went to a clinic, signed the paperwork. They ultrasounded it, said, yeah, you got a torn shoulder on the bicep, you know, tendon on my left side. Actually had three tears, but one big one. They said the two were old. I took one bottle of BTC-157, and it went away. And I was already doing working out, stretching, Pilates, therapy. It got 50% better over like a year. But I couldn't do, you know, even moderate weights because of it on the upper body. Within a month, gone. Gone. Now I can sit there and incline press 200 pounds all day long. I couldn't incline press 100 pounds before I did that. Of course, when I was young, I can incline press 300 pounds. But the point was, is that this, and I'm not selling BTC-157. That's just one natural amino acid that your intestines make. So it's all about the intestines, folks. The intestines aren't just processing nutrients for you. They're making the natural drugs that God gave us. Well, what's a frog got? You know, from a Gila monster, they get the bad peptide that's its venom that makes you lose weight. Just because that's bad, there's all these other good peptides. And what is the peptide that's in this frog? Well, they're trying to cover that up right now. Because again, they got peptides we don't have. What's in Shilajit? A bunch of crazy peptides that come out of nature. They can't even understand how it works. Peptides are key. They're not just the nutrient. They're the trigger ordering for your body. There's bad ones and there's good ones. So let's go to this Jimmy Dore report, then your calls.
A single dose of newly discovered frog gut bacterium completely eradicates 100% of cancerous tumors within just 15 days in mice.
This is a groundbreaking cancer discovery. They injected into the tail veins of these mice the Awingula americana bacterium. And those bacteria traveled selectively to the giant tumors. It went straight to the tumor site. It didn't go to any healthy tissues. It didn't go anywhere else. And it eradicated 100% of the tumors. All of it was gone completely within just 15 days. And there was no toxicity to other organs. There was no weight loss in the mice. No abnormal markers. So it was not toxic to them. And the bacteria, so what happened was the bacteria went in, it colonized the tumor, replicated, and destroyed it. And destroyed it via potent mechanism. So not only did it directly kill the tumor cells, but it elicited support from the immune system to turbocharge the immune attack on the cancers. And so that's why they disappeared. So they did reintroduction experiments. So they reintroduced the cancers to the same mice whose tumors disappeared, and the tumors couldn't grow. The mice had immune memory.
I'm going to get those scientists on now. Now, this is in the literature, some on other studies on stuff that's in frog guts. Why would frog guts need to be so tough? Frogs eat insects. Remember, Bill Gates wants you to eat insect protein, but in all the studies, chitin is highly carcinogenic. They're exoskeletons. We have endoskeletons. Chitin, just type in chitin, carcinogenic. Well, how do frogs eat carcinogenic stuff all day? Because their gut's got bacteria that eat any cancer on their gut lining. That's my view on it. That's what it is. So that's how God designed it. You're eating super toxic stuff? Well, you got a bacteria that can handle it. This is powerful, folks. This is just one more thing they are suppressing. All right, we're going to go to your phone calls. Laura, Evan, Animal, Bruce, No Lock, and many others. The number to join us here. We hear somebody hang up. We'll put on screen for folks. We're talking about data centers and Trump's response. We're talking about the Iran war that never ended, now officially being back on, and where you see all this going. Let's go ahead and go to Bruce in Texas, former U.S. Army. Thank you, Bruce, on AI and the war. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Salute to you for staying on the air through everything they put you through, man. I've been listening to you since I guess 2008, when you went to Chantilly, Virginia for the Bilderberg Group and exposed that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were secretly meeting there, and they set up their agreement that to give it to Barack for the first time.
And we called it, didn't we? But not because of me. Big Jim Tucker, before he died, he would get in the hotel a week before and talk to all the staff. And they'd say, no, we're not going to help you. They would always be so rude and evil that then they would later call him and give him the data. So he actually got the documents of that plan. Pretty incredible.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you have great people around you, too, that you associate with. It's as the great Jimmy Dore. I'm a big fan of his as well.
Me, too.
Yes, sir. I'll be real quick here. That way we can get more callers on. But as far as the war is concerned, you know, when I was a young boy, I was watching the late movie, and Dr. Strangelove came on, and that scared the bejesus out of me. And later on, I thought, well, at least we live in a world where we won't have this kind of insanity. And I don't know, man. Trump is sounding like General Jack D. Ripper to me. I mean, the man's talking about nuclear weapons because his ego is so big. And I supported him through every election from 2016 to the last one in 2024. And I just don't know what to make of this. I don't know if they got something on him or he's just, you know, just out there. His brain's gone or what. But it's just, it's scary, man. You can't use nukes, you know. And
well, that's because then they'll use them on you and then we're all dead.
Then we're all dead. We only have one planet to live on. And it's, you know, you can't destroy it for something so frivolous as this because you want to show Iran who's boss. I mean, it's just nuts. You know, but you can talk about that later.
Well, people can argue the Iran war both ways. I think we're right in saying it was wrong, and we've been proven right. But with Russia, NATO admits they started this, and it's putting all these weapons on their border and bombing the hell out of Russia every week. And so Russia's getting ready to hit, and nobody with half a brain can debate against that. Bruce, anything else?
Yeah, that's a war for the Rothschilds and for the banking class. They just want to rape and pillage Russia because they don't have control of it. That's how I see it. Just the other day, and you're talking about how the AI, the model is to take men and disenfranchise them from women and then give them an artificial girlfriend, an artificial relationship to destroy the human race. You know, in 1979, Star Trek, the motion picture came out. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it.
I did. It was the first one. Yeah. It's when Voyager gets sent back. The aliens come back because of the message.
Right. And, the Lieutenant Ilea, which is, you know, the former girlfriend of Captain Decker, who was the captain of the refit Enterprise until Kirk came on board and took over. Well, anyway, the alien takes Ilea and then recreates an AI version of her, like an android version of Ilea as a probe. And he falls in love with Ilea and they leave Captain Decker there with the probe. And he wants out as much as you wanted the Enterprise, Kirk, I want this. And he wanted to join with the AI to fulfill his relationship.
And the globalists know taking control of our biology, cutting women apart, making our sexuality be synthetic and virtual is the way to conquer us, and they admit that's their plan. Absolutely. And they tell you in movies.
You know, I got to think that DARPA's involved with the script writing in the 70s movies, like the Terminator. I mean, even in the first Terminator was, what, 1984? And it's mentioned artificial intelligence. Like, who even heard of artificial intelligence in 1984?
They're literally getting it from off-world interdimensional aliens. And then that's all taken very serious, and now that's actually what they believe. And they're channeling this information, just like in the 1990s movie Species, where they have a radio telescope, and the aliens send a message of what to put in a human egg for a message from them, and it's really an alien to take over. So, again, people think of flying saucers coming. No, they give you interdimensionally, because we have sixth sense, transdimensional communication, they give them advanced plans, and it'll give them humans power to get control while they use it, but they're really building the alien takeover system so they can interdimensionally then control through the AI machines and through the digital networks. Thanks for the call. And that is the plan. And that is what this is. So just a fact. Notice nobody makes fun of that in the corporate media. None of the establishment. I met with top generals, retired, current. They've all been briefed on it. They all know the government has thousands of what they call basically interdimensional astronauts that take the DMT drips and then go into long form communications with these things. I first broke that on Rogan 10 years ago. 1 year later, it was partially declassified that what I said was exactly true, with studies going on in Japan, Europe, and the United States, with people taking DMT long drips. They also have volunteers where they actually stop their heart, and so they can get fully immersed for several minutes, and then really go over to a whole nother interdimensional level, because the brain thinks it's dead, and so it, a bunch of filters it has cuts off. Taking the DMT just mainly with the optic systems, but also within the brain, somewhat raises the veil. Because, again, you already see all this with your optic nerves. Your subconscious, unconscious sees it, but the cerebral cortex and the processing through the optic nerves filters out, we don't know the number, but 99.99% of it. Because if you were able to look into all the dimensions and see everything else going around, you would not be able to, you know, go out and kill a saber-toothed tiger or run an elephant off a cliff so you'd have dinner, or go out and catch fish, or, you know, take care of your kids. So that's why you have a very limited vision with your optic nerves, limited smell with your olfactory, and then you got touch and, you know, all the rest of it. But you have the sixth sense, and that is with the magnetic cones that are in basically all creatures' brains. That's how ducks can fly 5,000 miles where they've never been, you know, where their parents came from. That's why butterflies can fly 3,000 miles, why hummingbirds can fly 3,000 miles. And they can take hummingbirds and breed them in a facility where it was never even, you know, flown up from, say, Guatemala to Ontario. And they can raise multi-generation hummingbirds that have never left and never migrated and let them go at the right time of year, and they fly right back to the spot. How'd they do that? Sixth sense. That's just a simple way of saying it. Advanced interface with our very cells, our DNA, with the entire universe in all dimensions. Now you're starting to get where we're going here. I don't want to cut Eben and Animal and Alex and Laura off and others, so we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to hurry through your calls. That was a great caller, but I just spent 7-8 minutes with him, so I'm going to have to keep the other callers 2 or 3 minutes. Stay there. But let me just say something about what the last caller said. He said, I want to salute you for staying on the air. Okay, give me 10% of the credit. Give my crew 50% of the credit. But really, 99.9% of the credit in the aggregate comes from you. So when you say, thank you for staying on the air, I'm committed, I'm dedicated, this is what I want to do, this is a sheer pleasure to fight tyranny, I'm designed to do it, I can't help it. All the hardship is a blessing. It taught me so much. I'm begging you with every cell in my body to just spread the word about the broadcast, share the articles, share the videos, and to support us at theyellowshowstore.com, because you are the reason we persevered. You're the reason with the CIA and DOJ running the attacks. You're the reason with everything we went through that we're still on there. It's this crew that puts up with my crap is the reason we're still here. So to the listeners and to the crew, and the listeners and viewers are the crew. You're all the crew. I'm part of the crew. Okay? And you are the reason we're still here doing this. You. So I'm asking listeners when you call in, because still I've said this 100 times and people still don't do it. When you thank people, thank the listeners, thank the viewers for supporting theallshowstore.com. Thank the viewers and listeners for spreading the word. Thank our local AM and FM stations and support their sponsors and support them. Okay, I'm just another patriot that hates tyranny and I want to be a slave. My instinct is to fight it, just like a German shepherd's the nicest dog ever. Somebody climbs in your window at night and tries to rape you. I'm just like a German shepherd. I want to attack intruders. I like it. I enjoy it. And you're just like me. We're all in this together. I need you. You need me. So, callers, on my knees, will you, when you call in and thank, do not thank me, thank the viewers and listeners that support this broadcast and share the articles and videos. You're everything. Please, on my knees, realize you're the driver, you're the captain, you have the power. Please, 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 and then support us. Listen, right now at thealexjonesstore.com, when you buy our ultramethylene blue, the very best, it's so good for your cells, instant energy, cleans out your body. It is the most amazing product we've got at thealexjonesstore.com. You get a bottle of ultramethylene red, proprietary product that supercharges it, but acts great on its own with it. So buy the methylene blue, get the methylene red capsules, absolutely free, a huge value at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, I had them dig up from March when I first took this methylene blue a few years ago on air, and what it did, blowing away any methylene blue I ever took, here it is. Now, decades ago, we looked at selling you methylene blue. The problem is you couldn't get pharmaceutical grade. It was something nobody knew about. Now, because the world's awakened to it, there's a bunch of pharmaceutical grade makers of it. My doctor's medical doctor at clinics all over the state said, you need to get on methylene blue. Told me how to buy it online. Said, be sure and get USP, which means pharmaceutical grade. I take it here and there. Feels like you're plugged into electricity. It gives you, really clean energy. And I thought, yeah, this is great. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the HHS head. He talks about how great it is. He takes a whole bunch of it. Wouldn't take 3 droppers. So he does even the weak stuff. So we've had the new methylene blue in, now available at the AlexJonesStore.com, for about a week. And I already had mine. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it's all USP. I'm sure it's great. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll remember to take, mine, which is another brand my doctor recommended. And then yesterday at about 3 o'clock, I'm watching him shoot B-roll for our new methylene blue that's from one of the top makers in the United States that supplies the big box stores that have it and sell it for $10 more than we do. It's a big bottle, too. Ultra Methylene Blue, the highest grade strength USP. I take a dropper and put it in my iced tea. I drink it. And I'm not a placebo guy. I'm like, okay, I'm taking methylene blue before. I figure, the one my doctor told me to get, I'm sure, we'll see if it's as good. 15 minutes later, I feel my hair on my body standing up, and I feel actually an electric current through my fingers, in my hands, and running up my back. And I start itching, and I go take my shirt off and look at the mirror because I'm itching, and my skin wasn't like hives. It wasn't a rash. My skin turned red. Not bright red, but red. I already got, I tan easily. It's a little bit of Native American in me, so I've always got a little bit of a tan anyways. Even if I'm not getting any sun, I'm still a little bit of a tan. But it was like, I was like glowing. I was like, what the? And Chase Guy was like, yeah. And he looks like a mad scientist. Like, I've been taking a lot of it. His hair is like, ah. And I'm like, okay. And then I swear on my children, okay? Do not take the full dose, because I drank half the glass, put it down, was busy, forgot to drink the rest, and didn't drink the other half. I was still sitting here this morning, because I'm sitting around here doing work when I drank it. And it's insane. So it would take hours to go in to why it's so amazing. It is just beyond spectacular. And by the way, we're going to have one that comes out that isn't flavored. The guys thought it was great. It's all natural, organic. It's just pure vanilla and mint from the mint plant, oil, essential oil in it. So it doesn't taste bad. It actually tastes good. I'm a kind of guy that likes my medicine to taste bad for whatever reason. Seems like it's better if it is, but this is the purest, strongest, and the only one out there that has natural, delicious flavoring in it. So it's amazing. Who came up with that? The vanilla and mint, it's delicious.
Shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a full coast and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time.
The bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men. And I'll ride again. I am a river gambler.
I am a river gambler. I make a living dealing cards. My clothes are smooth and honest. My heart is cold and hard. I was shuffling forces, Delta boys, on a boat for New Orleans. I was the greatest shark they'd ever seen.
But the captain bucked a sandbar and an ace fell from my sleeve.
They threw me overboard after swore I didn't cheat.
But I could swim.
But I could swim.
And I'll ride again.
And I'll ride again.
Look at those birds. That's 6 cents. That's how they stay in formation like that. Think of our power. It is exponentially greater, but you have forgotten it because you were never shown it. All right, let's go back to your phone calls hurriedly now. And I got so much news coming up after that, and Jimmy Dore joining us. Who's up next here? Who's been holding the longest? Eben in Denver, you're on the air worldwide. A former National Guard, or maybe current, your take on Trump, the whole situation, the Iran war back on. Of course, it was never off. Where you see it all going? Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Yeah. First of all, I just want to say to anybody that still questions your integrity, obviously not very smart. There's not a single line I haven't seen you willing to cross. So, I mean, especially at the point we're at now, you know. So, anyways, I want to talk to you a little bit about Trump. You know, like, what's the devil's second greatest trick, right?
That he doesn't exist.
Because we already saw, yes, because we already saw some good from Trump, but, you know, we saw him flip on everything, like literally everything, and such a change from his first term. So, you know, I think there's something, I do think that, I think he's aware of what's going to happen to the global economy. I think he's already accepted it. And, you know, I don't think this war is over. I don't think this war is over until he ends that blockade. That's the sign. When he ends the naval blockade and accepts, that's the sign that he's not going to go through, you know, with the total destruction of Iran in the Middle East. That's what I was thinking about that. So, that's all I got about that. But, I mean, I just seen him flip on everything, Alex. I mean, I've seen him flip on, you know, with MAHA, they don't even talk about DARPA with RFK. They don't talk about, I mean, I've seen RFK flip. I've seen, you know, all the people that he surrounds himself. I mean, you just connect. There's too many dots to connect. It's just overwhelming.
Well, here's the deal. We have integrity, and unlike Democrats, let their party do whatever they want. He definitely has gone not 180 degrees, but like 100 degrees off. And when he started about a year and a half ago, starting to move off, I said, hey, I'm still with Trump, but if he keeps moving, it's going to get worse and worse. And now he's about 100 degrees off. Soon he'll be 180 degrees off from where he was. He does some good things, but a bunch of bad things. So he kind of moves back to being good and then a little bit worse and way worse and back a little. But overall, he's moving in the wrong direction. And, you know, you just mentioned something that I'm going to play later in the show. And I was on with Sean Johnston and a bunch of other guys for like a 4-hour podcast. I was on for 2 hours of it. And, you know, they had some highly decorated special operations guys on there, and they were asking me anything. And the first question was, you guys are all CIA, and so is Alex, and how do we trust you? And it's like, look at what we do. Look how we're fighting tyranny. Just because people have been in Army Special Operations or just because I've been a popular talk show host doesn't mean, like, I'm controlled, like everything prominent is controlled. The devil's biggest trick is that good doesn't exist. I know for absolute sure I care about freedom and don't do what anybody tells me but God. And so, you know, you kind of open up with that, but that's what everybody loves to pitch, or a lot of people, is that somehow I'm a controlled opposition or something. Well, if that's the case, I don't know it. All I do is cover issues. I try to be the most accurate I can, and people can listen to what I say and check out where I say it's at. 99% of the time, I'm just talking about an event, giving my opinion, and it's almost always correct. But I mean, the listeners are correct too. This is common sense stuff. We're just not lying to you like the mainstream media, but to sit there and constantly defend, oh, I'm not, you know, with the bad guys, oh, blah, blah, blah. Those are people that are either bots or they don't have any confidence in humanity and believe they're the only good people around. And so it's very sad. I appreciate your call. But he did, I think it was at the 1-hour, 59-minute mark of the podcast that I posted on X. You can kind of see his breakdown. But the first question he gets is, how do we trust you? How do we trust, you know, Alex? How do we not? Because I was getting those same questions over and over and over again. It wasn't the majority, but it was like, you know, a lot of questions, and I'm like, how do you prove a negative? Like, prove you don't have a methamphetamine lab in your house. And I'm just like, I don't use methamphetamine. I don't have methamphetamine. I don't take drugs. I don't. But maybe, well, show us your house. Okay, everybody, come to my house. And I have 100 people from the show come to my house. There's no methamphetamine. It doesn't matter. Because they'll just keep saying, oh, they're bought off. They're CIA too. It's about issues. You judge a tree by its fruits. It is that simple. That's what you do. You know what? Since the caller raised it, it's only about 5 minutes. Let me go to that, and then I'll go to Animal, then I'll go to Laura, then I'll go to Alex. Since we went there, and I've followed this guy for a while, got to meet him in person yesterday, came by the studio, too, after we were in Sean's, and we're getting him on the show soon. He lives in Nashville. This guy did special operations, secret stuff all over, and he's been coming out for years now saying, America sold out, we're controlled, it's global government, Israel's taking control. And then the caller calls in and says, oh, you're CIA. And he's like, well, actually, I did work for them. It's just like decades ago, I talked about my mom's brother, who's a highly decorated Vietnam pilot and did covert operations in Laos and Cambodia and Vietnam. And then he, spoke fluent Spanish and a bunch of other stuff and went down and did stuff in Iran-Contra. He got out of it from the time I was like 10 years old. And spoke out around the dinner table when he come to visit about how the government was run by globalists and how we should all get the John Birch Society and how we should, take the country back. And the people go, oh, you admit your uncle worked in secret operations. That means you're controlled. I knew about it because of him. He was a patriot. I mean, it's like retarded. It's absolutely retarded that this stuff goes on. But again, that's a minority of people. We're sad for them. They're going to continue it. They can't help it. But they're black-pilled. They don't believe anything can change. They don't believe there's anything good in the world. And I'm not white-pilled where I say Trump's perfect, but I'm also not black-pilled. We've moved the needle towards exposing the globalists so much. Their whole pandemic blew up in their face. Good things are happening, so keep fighting. We know it's better to fight tyranny than to roll over to it. Don't we know that? So for those of you that think I'm bad, great. I'm bad. You said so. You come lead us. You show us what to do. You got some ideas. You tell us. Absolutely bullcrap. But here's what he had to say.
Mockingbird 2.0. Every news media name has intel, ties, or accusations, and you've got CIA family yourself. How does anyone verify people like you or Rogan or Tucker aren't part of it?
Oh, actually, that's a great question.
By the way, stop right there. I got there. I was supposed to do 2 hours. I got there a little bit late because I was taking care of my dad. And then that question was for me. So let's just be clear. Back it up to start again. So then they started asking him too. And of course they had no idea this guy actually worked for the CIA. But the point is, they didn't know who he was. And here he is exposing it as an insider and they're just not getting it. They're just not understanding. By the way, something having a connection to the CIA, people act like it's Men in Black. It's something super rare. It's bigger than Walmart. It's hundreds of billions of dollars a year. It's all over the place. Colleges, all of it, the media, it's everywhere. And it's the people on top running it. The people like him were compartmentalized in the Middle East, in Syria, in Iraq, in Afghanistan. But they're the ones that can then give us the inside information from their perspective. But you can go to the congressional reports and the history and learn even more. That's what I do is 35,000 foot view. People like Mike Benz exposing it. Let's go back.
Mockingbird 2.0. Every news media name has intel, ties, or accusations, and you've got CIA family yourself. How does anyone verify people like you or Rogan or Tucker aren't part of it?
Oh, actually, that's a great question. I will address that straight up. So I was detailed to the CIA. That's a very important distinction. So I joined the military to become a Green Beret, right? So I was in Afghanistan in 2012, 11, somewhere around there, and I got notified that I was detailed to the CIA, which means I didn't sign up for that. I didn't join it. And even though I went through intelligence courses and I have the training, if you want to call it that, and we'll leave it at that, I do not belong to the CIA, right? So I went back to the Army and I retired out of the Army. But again, yes, like the people that go through the process to go directly into the CIA, to go to their organic course, that go through their training, I mean, they technically are never out, right? And that is a very real reality. But that doesn't mean that everyone that was in the CIA works for them, right? Let's be honest. Let's all put our honesty caps on, right? A lot of us have families. A lot of us has children, right? A wife, things that we care about. If somebody walked up to me and said, Matt, I'm going to murder your wife and I'm going to rape and kill your kids right in front of you if you don't go on, TV and say something, well, guess what I'm doing, right? Guess what most men are doing, right? I mean, tell me to jump how high, because what? It's not worth my children being killed, right? Or something like that happening. But obviously it doesn't go to that extreme.
Usually, I told them to do it.
People are compromised is how big their platforms are allowed to get, right? They're the trailblazers. Like, you have Alex Jones in here, and how many people have, you know, tried to say that Alex Jones is a plant, or he's, you know, a different person, or all this other crap? And I think they just addressed it. You know, the reality is look at how much hell Alex Jones has been through, right? He has been drugged through the coal. He has had his empire destroyed, his money taken from him, and that man has not given up, and he has kept fighting. He's kept telling the truth, and I've the utmost respect for people like that. It's the people whose platforms get big and are allowed to stay big, and I'm not saying that they're bitches. I'm not saying they work for the CIA. I'm not saying that they're plants. But at some point, like let's take Joe Rogan, for example, right? Joe's a good dude, you know, and I know a lot of people that are very close with Joe. Some of my closest friends are his closest friends. And, you know, and I've never heard one person say one bad word about Joe Rogan. But your platform gets too big, and a CIA guy shows up and he says, hey, I'm going to your life up if you say this, or you have this guest on. Well, if I'm Joe Rogan and I'm living the American dream and doing what I want, I mean, I'm not saying Joe did this, but I could see Joe being like, all right, man. You know, at the end of the day, you got to realize we all live in this system. We are all completely dependent on the system. We're the ones that go to jail. I mean, think persecuted. How many people have been, you know, thrown under the bus by this government?
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people, like, they think they know from the outside.
Yeah.
What is it? Oh. Anthony Graffio. Yeah. Hello, everybody. Ask me about the Bolshevik Revolution. But I think a lot of people, what happens is they look at it from an outside perspective and think they understand what actually goes on. Mm-hmm. You know, especially when it comes to Alex and Rex. Like, I know Rex personally. I don't know Alex so well, but I know Rex personally. Mm-hmm. And like, when people call him like a Nepo baby or like all this stuff, like Rex is struggling. Like, I'm struggling. Yeah. You just got deleted off of Instagram. So,
yeah, they deleted my damn account.
Yeah. So like, if you were like a spook, or like you were trying to be like alternative media for the CIA, they would have platformed you a lot higher. They would have put you on a higher tier.
Oh, they hate my guts.
Than just pulling you down. Rex is coming back in. But yeah, I just wanted to say that real quick.
Well, I appreciate that. What's that? So I don't know what they deleted me for. And that is, it's a good question. So I was just hanging out on my couch a couple weeks ago, and I got a notification that my Instagram account had been suspended, you know? And so going to the email, and they're like, you know, the appeal process, I appealed. And then they said I'd hear back in 24 to 48 hours. And then instead of hearing back, I got an email saying, hey, click on this to recover if you want to download all of the media and things that you put on your Instagram account. And I clicked on the link and it wouldn't work. So my Instagram account just disappeared. And I think a lot of the catalyst was I went on the Sean Kelly show and I debated a guy named Nick Mateo. And that kind of put me on the Judar, if you want to call it that. And I started getting attacked online and reported, and just all of these DMs threatening to kill me, kill my kids, do all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, calling me all kinds of names. And I think that just once you get on their radar, like they act like a deranged cult. I mean, obviously we see what Israel's doing in Gaza, but the second you step up against them, they all come at you. And it got my account deleted. And so at the end of the day, man, it's really simple for me. People can say what they want, but you know, I served in the military. I fought in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria. I love this country. I joined the military because I thought I was doing the right thing. It's all part of this globalization, destabilization process. And so I really don't give a what happens to me right now, because, you know, a lot of my buddies, you know, never made it out of the sandbox. And a lot of my buddies since have killed themselves over all that hell. So I think the least I can do right now is fight for these guys, right? And to tell the truth and to try to wake people up that our country is not what we were told it is. Our leaders are not who they say they are. And we're an incorporated Israeli.
Yes.
He did a bunch of classified stuff. I know from other sources with the group he was with. And he needs to be careful as far as that guy's still walking around. I knew above his work and followed it. Some was good to meet him. Let's go back to your phone calls now. But I mean, look at Nick Swartor here. He put this out. I talked to him this morning. Unless we wrap this war up, he goes through, the country's in big trouble, midterms, you name it. He got massively attacked. You're anti-Israel. You're a piece of crap. We're going to destroy you. We're going to ratio you. We're going to kill your following. We're going to, you know, get you taken off the web. And now he's pissed off and getting ready to, you know, start speaking out. You just made Nick Swartor, who was basically in line with you, because he said one thing you didn't like because he cares about the country. Now you're going to attack him. See how that works out for you, pal. See how that works out for you. Let's go back to your calls. Who's been holding the longest here? That'd be Laura in Chicago, former Army. Laura, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Okay, Alex. I was in the Army from 88 to 92. I was active duty. I was stationed in Germany, Western Germany at the time, and I was a 55 Bravo, an ammunition specialist. And so we were always being alerted to go to the Fill the Gap. In the middle of the night, you know, the Russians, the Ruskies, kill a commie for your mommy. They're invading us. And it was terrifying. I mean, because we didn't know if it was real or not, because all we had, Alex, was like AFN, you know, that TV show. And if we would have heard that Russia or NATO was firing into Russia, that would have been the end of the world. That would have been Armageddon. And so for NATO to be firing into Russia, I don't understand how Russia is not responding. Like you said yesterday, like it would have been just all hell would have broke loose like mad, because you were talking about that yesterday. And about the ammunition shortage, all that ammunition is probably still in former Western Germany, because there were like 3-4 deployed sites like Weilflicken, Fulda, Munster Depot. So I know a lot of it, after the wall came down, when we were in Saudi because we had a big ordnance mission. Most of that ordnance, I don't think it went to Saudi, but most of it came back. So I think there's a lot of reserves still in Europe that could be utilized. I don't think we're out of ammo, Alex. So that's really all I got. But my son's still gay from the frog situation a few years ago, and he probably saved my life in New York City because I did live there for 10 years. And September 11th, it was Labor Day, and I stayed out on the island because I used to live in Manhattan. And you were talking about, you know, World Trade Center is going to be attacked. And I'm like, oh, yeah. But I happened to be in Oyster Bay for that week, and you probably saved my life. So I want to say.
So you heard the broadcast, because I didn't just do it the 25th. I did it March before that. Probably did 50 broadcasts saying they're going to blow the World Trade Center, probably using aircraft. You heard those shows.
Yeah, and I worked at 290 Broadway right by World Trade because I was a federal employee. And my friend said I took some leave. I worked at EPA, and I was out there extra times. I was out there. I'm like stayed out there. I don't know if I wanted to stay out, you know, on the island or what, but it was always in the back of my mind. And you did save my life.
Wow. Well, God bless you.
Alex, you have a divine pipeline to the Lord, and I'm so jealous of you. I've been listening to you a long time. I'm kind of old. I'm 58. But you're just hilarious. I've learned so much about the world because of you, and I'm really grateful for your program.
Laura, I'm thankful for you, but we all have a pipeline to God, and I want to thank you for keeping us on the air with your support. I don't want to take the poison shot, neither do you. I wasn't doing anybody a favor saying don't take the shots. I had to tell you. It was the truth. So just keep us on the air. Share the articles and videos on your email list, your text message list. Share the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X. Share the live feed at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. We're in this together. Let's do it together. We're all bailing water in this ship together. All right. Let's go ahead. Thank you, Laura. Let's go to Animal in Florida, a former Marine. Go ahead, Animal. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Jones?
Good. Wow. A voice deeper than mine. I like it.
Yeah. So I want to talk first on the Ukraine-Russia thing. I think the State Department is sabotaging everything we do. And I like how you were talking to the Russian dude Booth. I think we should try to set up lines between our enemies and ask them, what is it that you want? Because the State Department is obviously lying to Trump. And if we can get those things, those wants public, then we might be able to negotiate things around the State Department. Because if they're going to just cave in the whole world, we might as well be talking to our enemies and be like, hey, you know, maybe we trade one of our pedophiles for your pedophiles, and we just sacrifice the pedophiles, and then we're good. You know?
Well, it's funny. I mean, that's what I do when I have Alexander Dugan and Victor Boot and all of them on the show, is I am trying to open up the hotline that's not working. Last week, whenever the head of the CIA, Ratcliffe, went secretly and got caught over there, they admitted that he was there trying to get Trump to have another summit with Putin. And they told him, and the Russians have now said this, you don't seem to be in charge. You could cut off the missile guidance right now. You could stop all this. So no, we're not meeting with you. We're done. And so now the Russians are getting ready to invade with a giant army into Ukraine. They're getting ready to start hitting NATO targets to meet the level of U.S. attacks. I mean, this is so unprecedentedly dangerous. What do you think about that?
I think, you know, honestly, if England gets hit, they deserve it. That's what I think.
Well, my concern is, though, does NATO then hit Russia and order you to full war?
Yeah, but if we have a backline with Russia and say, hey, look, just don't kill us and we won't kill you, and then everybody else who's involved, they could die.
Well, I think that's a good point. Trump basically said what a week and a half ago, he said, we are leaving NATO, and that's what we have to do. If NATO's going to go to full war, we have to get the hell out of it.
Now, with the other scenario is the Israel, Iran, that whole thing. I want to talk on that real quick. Honestly, I think that Islam is an invention of Israel. And I know that the Vatican published the Quran first in Venice, Italy. So these, you know, Israeli people that run the government, not the regular people, like people like you and me that are just out there doing what they need to do. The people who run that government are obviously Rothschild people, and they work for the central bank. So,
well, let me back up what you're saying. You're speculating, and I think your speculation is based in truth. The British intelligence, the U.S. and Israel, at least in the last 100 years, in Israel since 47, have been funding and backing the radical Islamics and turning them loose. Mm-hmm. So they don't really run them, but they feed them, they fund them, they turn them loose. So that's definitely been going on since then. And all these top rabbis that advise Netanyahu, we played the clips, the top ones say Islam is our broom to destroy the West, and the Israeli lobby, other than the Vatican, is the biggest group shipping them in here. So people say, oh, back Israel, be against Islam. Well, then meanwhile, Netanyahu is literally the paymaster of Hamas.
Yes, and I'm talking about that's true in the last 100 years, but I'm talking about historically, I think, Muhammad and Quran and Islam is a total invention. And it was basically a military grade psyop to consolidate the power in the Middle East so that Rome could control Mesopotamia.
Well, I'm not saying that could be wrong, but to say, because I'm not a Catholic, I'm not against Catholics, but I'm not an apologist for Catholicism. Rome, back then, everything was hand-scribed, whether it was in Israel or the Arabs. So, of course, when the printing press comes along and they're officially printing books, the Vatican was printing, you know, Buddhism and you know, Hinduism and everything, and they were putting books out. So just what you say is right. It was the Catholics that were first, you know, putting the Quran into a printed book, but that doesn't mean that they were, you know, behind Islam. Now, today, the Pope has said he didn't want to hear about Christian values or roots bringing Islam to Europe. So definitely today, that is the case. You're dead right, animal. Alex in Michigan, you're straight ahead and a few more calls. Then Jimmy Dore and so much more on this live Monday, final day of August 2026. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when. Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we're on 400-plus radio stations. They don't carry the first 5 minutes. So at 6 after, we bring on the mighty Jimmy Dore. Only two men's saliva have ever been in my mouth, and one of them is Jimmy Dore. Now, I'm going to come cleaner today. It's true. I'm not joking. Wait till I explain it next segment. Like a spitting cobra. No, I love him. I love all his clips. I love the work he does. It's so great. Can't wait to talk to him. Hopefully he does a little bit more than an hour with us. We got a special report right in the last 30 minutes of the show. But I wanted to finish up with some callers. Alex in Michigan, former Army, on something that you're obviously talking about Jimmy Dore. I played the clip earlier. The study he was covering of this bacterium in a type of frog that basically cures cancer. So much is about the gut. Give us your take on that. And thanks to Jimmy Dore for bringing that to my attention.
Thanks so much, Alex. How's my connection? Can you hear me all right?
Crystal clear.
Excellent. I first wanted to say that with all the talk of the Jews, it's actually the Jesuit order and the Black Pope at Rome who control everything, including Freemasonry, because they wrote all the high degrees of Freemasonry at the College of Clermont in Paris in 1754. And that's in the Encyclopedia of Freemasonry by Albert Mackey, and also in Isis Unveiled by Madame Blavatsky, Volume 2. And so it's actually the Jesuit order behind all our problems, because Anthony Fauci was trained by the Jesuits since he was a young man at Regis High School. He said his earliest mentors were Jesuit priests. And then he went to Jesuit Holy Cross. And now he's a professor at Jesuit Georgetown University. And Jesuit Georgetown runs the State Department through the Edmund Walsh School of Foreign Service.
Yeah, well, Hillary Clinton said, she said, what drives you? What's your worldview? She says, I have a juridical worldview, meaning I follow the Jesuits. And I'm telling you, Catholics, the Jesuits, the Society of Jesus with Loyola, aren't supposed to even be involved in the Vatican, but now they've taken it over with the last pope being the head of the Jesuits, literally predicted by so many, the Black Pope.
Exactly. She said her view is very Jesuitical, and her husband, Bill Clinton, went to Jesuit Georgetown and was mentored by Carol Quigley.
And Georgetown and the CIA, we now know it's declassified, directed the CIA DOJ operations against us. But when you get there, you have globalist power blocks. So you have a lot of the Israeli lobby wants it. A lot of the Vatican wants it. There's different factions in the Vatican. That's why I try to just bring it down to issues of sovereignty and freedom. And I try to transcend whether it's Catholics or Jews. You got the Christian Zionists that are Protestant that are foaming at the mouth and very powerful. And I just think that that's just the hand of evil in general using different groups. And instead of fighting over what group runs everything, I try to get back to policy so we can all agree. We don't want flock cameras. We don't want to be spied on. We don't want World War III. We don't want, all this stuff.
Exactly. And they have many hidden cures for diseases. There's a herb called Jesuit's bark, and it's a natural source of quinine. And I'm sure they were taking that during the whole COVID bit, the Jesuit's bark.
Oh, yeah. Quinine really was proven. It has a similar effect as ivermectin. It also is an anti-malarial drug.
Yep. I'm not a huge fan of ivermectin, but there is another herb called artemisinin and sweet wormwood extract, and it's very strong anti-parasite and less harsh on the internal organs. And there's this all sorts of herbal cures, but they're not going to tell you that because there's no big pharma profit.
What do you make of that big study Jimmy Dore covered where this bacteria in a frog like basically cures cancer?
That's amazing. Yeah, there's so many things in the natural world that God gave us that we're overlooking because we're all focused on what can big pharma do, and all they can do is poison us. That's all they can do, and the doctors will never tell you need to detox or anything like that. They're just going to poison you more because basically, if you read this book, Confessions of a Medical Heretic by Robert Mendelsohn, he said the doctors are the new priest class and they're modeled after Catholic priests.
Very interesting. All right. Thank you for the call, sir. All right. We're going to break. Join 400 plus radio stations with Jimmy Dore. Very popular talk shows, very popular comedian. And the only two men have had their saliva in my mouth. It's actually a funny story. It's true. People think I'm joking. We're like blood brothers or something. Now, how did his saliva get in my mouth? We'll talk about it. All right, we have a serious interview coming up. I shouldn't have brought up that joke. I just thought of that last minute. There's Jimmy on screen. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776Rx.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with minbenazidil, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenazidil is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenazidil studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
All right, 10 years ago and a month or so, we were at the RNC in July of 2026, and it was like in a parking garage. They put air conditioning in and, you know, blocked the openings up, but it was hundreds and hundreds of media events, and they had this big stage. The Young Turks, Jimmy Dore was part of the show then. And I'm going around, and I walk by. They say, hey, you want to come on later? And I said, yeah, I went to some interviews, and I came back. It was during the break, so I jump on the stage. I'm joking around with Sink Uger. I hold up this Clinton rape shirt. He gets really mad, and then it goes live. And it turned into this huge hysterical, you know, argument. It was a super viral top story, even overshadowing Trump's speech that night. Trended top everywhere. But the joke was, I already knew who Jimmy Dore was. I was already a fan of his comedy. He spits iced tea like a cobra, like 10 feet right in my mouth and face. And I remember going, oh, well, that's iced tea. I remember going, oh, that was like weird. And so the joke was he's the only guy ever to spit in my mouth, except it's not true. Willie Nelson, and I am kind of name-dropping here, Willie Nelson, when my film Endgame came out in 2007, I was showing at the Alamo Drafthouse. He came to it. They said, Willie Nelson's in the back row. And he comes over, I'm signing DVDs, and says, here's my number, I want to come on your show. So we hung out quite a few times and played chess at his house. The problem was he had those old-fashioned volcanoes, was the type of vape they had then, where there's a huge pile of marijuana. And I'm not a big marijuana guy, but I, you know, when you're in Rome, do as the Romans do. And he would sit there with the big nozzle and then hand it to you. And I remember the first time it's like dripping with spit. And I went, well, I never had a guy spit in my mouth, but it's Willie Nelson. So, Willie Nelson and Jimmy Dore, quite the fraternity you're in, quite the peer. Only two men, I've had their bodily fluids in me. So some kind of weird thing going on here, Jimmy. So you and Willie Nelson, that's a very strange club you're in.
I love Willie Nelson. He's one of my heroes. I love him. And, but even though I quit smoking pot, I still love him.
Well, it's a funny joke, but I have it documented with you. So I wonder, but I'm still healthy. I haven't had any health problems from it. So that's good.
That was before I took the vax, Alex. So, you don't have to worry about shedding.
Incredible. Hey, seriously, I remember when you interrogated me. Like 7-8 months ago when I was really on Candace's ass for like a month. And you're like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And I just got caught up and mad. Let's hit that first because I think there's a cover up. I know Cashville ordered a cover up. I broke that from cabinet people that told me. And then I was just focusing on a few of her trails, saying those are wrong, and I got attacked by her supporters. And then I kind of overdid it, and it took me a few months to figure it out. But I now, clearly with the debates and clearly with the official story falling apart, and clearly videos of a guy that's not Tyler Robinson, you can't put a telescopic scope on and even hit paper at 100 yards. This thing has fallen apart. But they have all these new, you know, text messages of him to prop it up. We know Sirhan was set up. We know McVeigh was set up, you know, all of that. So where are you on the whole Charlie Kirk thing? That is the new JFK story of our generation. And then I want to shift gears into the 35,000 foot view, Trump, the madness of King, you know, George III, and where this is all going, with the top talk show host, Jimmy Dore.
Well, there's definite proof of a cover-up, and there's lots of evidence about who was involved in the cover-up. So I think it was Brett Weinstein tweeted out, if Tyler Robinson did it, why is there a cover-up happening? And there's definitely a cover-up happening. And you see people excusing the fact that they didn't secure the crime scene. So the crime scene's completely obliterated and degraded, and the guy's allowed to take the camera. And now there's, you know, credible theories that the shot came from the camera, and that's why he took it. And so anyway, there's lots of credible theories. The one credible theory that doesn't, the one theory that isn't credible is that Tyler Robinson woke up at 4 a.m, never talked about Charlie Kirk to his lover, never talked about politics, never talked about anything, got in a car, drove 3 hours, found the one stairwell that was not being guarded, was not closed, knew where it was, went on the roof, was up there for 8 to 10 minutes, changed clothes up there, then assembled a rifle up there that's 100 years old, and then took the shot, hit it perfectly, and then somehow Spider-Man his way off the building, ran into the woods, and put the gun back. Don't, by the way, took it apart, then put it back together without the screwdriver, even though they said they first found the screwdriver next to the gun in the woods. And then they said, no, we found it on the roof, because they couldn't place him on that roof. So they needed that screwdriver. And the cop who found it, his body cam just magically turned off, even though the batteries last 16 hours and he was only on the job for an hour or two. So that's just part of it. No matter where you point your eyes at this story, none of the official story makes sense. And what is really upsetting to me is that there's a bunch of influencers that are most of them who are obviously being paid to lie to people about this and push this FBI Fed slop, that just, and they're doing it in a way that sounds exactly like the people who tried to discredit me and shame me and shut me up when I was telling the truth about COVID and the vaccine. It's exactly the same exact tactics that they use. Buckley Carlson talked about this on that roundtable debate he was at, that people are calling him an anti-Semite. People are calling him demented and low IQ and evil. The same thing's happening.
Demonic.
To me. And demonic. And that's the same thing that they were doing to me, calling me a grifter during COVID. And it turns out everything I said during COVID was correct. Everything from where they invented the virus to the vaccines and the lockdowns and the whole thing. And nobody's ever going to apologize. But it's weird that the people, and the weird thing is to me, Alex, is that the people who got COVID right are the people who are now, a lot of the people who are pushing the Fed slop were able to get COVID right, but now they're shaming people for being skeptical of the FBI, even though, you know, there's people, like you said, people inside the administration saying they're covering it up. Obviously, they're covering up, just like they covered up the Butler assassination attempt, which lots of credible people now think that was a setup and that was another false flag. So it's weird to see people who are normally skeptical of government and got the COVID thing right completely flip, and they sound like Democrats trying to shut somebody up during COVID. It's very weird suspect, and it tells me that they're pushing an agenda and they're not looking for facts. And everybody knows the FBI is not investigating this, that they're not investigating it at all. There's no way Tyler Robinson was the guy on that. And then you have those influencers like Jack Posobiec and Benny Johnson coming out saying, we saw up close 4K video of Tyler Robinson taking the shot. Well, we have video of the judge asking the lead cop in the case, the judge during the pretrial said, is there video of him taking the shot? And the cop says, no, there is no video of that. And then the prosecuting attorney reiterates that later on. There's no. So then they have these people.
But even though I know those people that have tried to like him, I can't lie about it. They sit there and say, we saw in 4K him do it. And they see this little person run up and they look like they unfold something small. It's not a 30-06, but regardless, a 30-06 goes through the neck. We know that none of it adds up. So here's the bottom line. I would say 90% of the American people do not buy this. The more they try to push narratives that we're crazy or wrong, the worse it gets for them. A, do you agree with that statement? And B, where do you see this going if they're able, where they didn't even have a grand jury do it, they used a special law that's in Utah to have the prosecutors indict him. And then if they do get their conviction, no one's going to buy. I mean, what are your predictions? Where do you see this going? And what does it say about the system and the loss of trust in the system that nobody buys anything we're being told? And as you said, at every level, it totally falls apart. Not just the 30-06 goes to the neck. I am a big shooter. I am, you know, not a gunsmith, but I'm a gun expert. And I've had on tons of Green Berets, Navy SEALs, you name it. People that don't know, you don't put a 30-06 together in 25 seconds. That's how long he's on the ground. And you certainly don't slap a telescopic scope on that never is even on the paper. You've got to then bore sight it. You got to fire bullets. You got to walk it in for the best Delta Force guy in the world, 20 minutes to do that. You know, so it's pure crap. And then they flip the surveillance videos. The guy on the videos clearly has gained 50 pounds. None of it fits. I mean, this was what? A, what happens now that nobody buys it? And then B, what is your working theory? Because we could say Israel was mad, he was starting to go public, or the Republicans wanted to take over TPUSA. Why would Cash Patel kill an investigation of foreign involvement, or the people locally saying he'll be dead tomorrow? I mean, because we have to speculate at that point. We know the official story is not true, but we're forced to speculate about what is the truth.
Yes. So where I think it goes, I think there's a good chance that they can find this guy guilty just because people are corruptible, right? And I don't know who's on his defense team. I don't know. But I know people who were in the court during the pretrial that they said they were pulling their hair out, about how what they were doing during the pretrial. Now, again, I'm not a lawyer. I wasn't there. I'm just telling you what people said. And so maybe anybody can be gotten to. They can threaten anybody. If they can kill JFK, if they can kill RFK, MLK, Malcolm X, and they can kill Charlie Kirk, they can certainly threaten and intimidate a defense team. That's all. So that's my worry, that they're able to intimidate the defense team. They put on a poor defense. They get to the judge, stuff like that, and then they convict him. But nobody's going to ever buy it. But nobody's going to care. It'll go away. Just like, look how nobody's talking about the Epstein files anymore. It's going to. So it will go away and they will do their thing. But there's an obvious cover up. Happening here. I think my working theory was that there's no way the Losi Center was the position where he was shot, because if it took out his C2 vertebrae, it would have to go through his frickin' jaw, and everybody knows that. There's no way from that angle. So it's definitely not that. So now we know that there were drones flying around, going around super fast. We know that. We also know there was a Hades jet, which is that PSYOP filled with high-tech spyware on a jet that slowed down to 113 knots over the lake right adjacent to the college, and then took off. It went down to 200 feet, slowed down to 113 knots, and if you could hear, I've heard the air traffic controller talking to that plane, and they said, "Oh, it was just we just had a bad landing. We're gonna abort the landing." But then they never landed. So the theory is that that's when they planted those text messages on his phone, because they have that ability to plant text messages. Of course they do. Are you kidding me? My phone was already hacked into by Pegasus twice, which you don't have to do anything. All they need is your phone number to do it, and they can put anything they want on your phone. So that's what I think that happened. There's another theory that it was the Elbit drones. So those drones you see flying around were working in conjunction with another drone that was a couple of hundred yards away that actually fired the shot, because they have that technology. And those other drones do the geolocation, and they send it back to that other drone. There's lots of different things. And now the latest thing I've seen is that it definitely looks like there's a bullet coming out of his mic. When he puts his microphone down, you can see something coming up past his knee, definitely. So a lot of people are saying that there was two things at once, that there was coming from the camera behind him. That's why they had to grab that camera right away, and he did. So that's, by the way, that's called a felony. When you are tampering with evidence, which is exactly what he did, and then Terrell Farnsworth did not turn over the SD cards to the FBI. He turned over thumb drives to the FBI, which that means he did something to the video and then sent it over. And a lot of people think that he then manipulated it so you can't see a bullet coming in from the back. And so I know that people think that that was an exit wound. So it could have easily been an exit wound. So,
and then who would have the motive to kill Charlie? Because I was called 7 days after he got killed by people in the cabinet meeting. Was later confirmed the news happened. And it got, they gave it to me because they couldn't talk about it, obviously. The Battelle came in and said, I have Trump's authorization. We're not looking at foreign involvement and what Joe Kent and Tulsi Gabbard found. And we're not looking at the locals saying he'll be dead tomorrow. So right there, you know, there's a cover-up. But then, obviously, people said, okay, Israel right away, because he was publicly turning against Israel. They then denied he was, but then we have all the public statements and the text messages. We have Netanyahu coming right out, even when it was a controversy, saying we didn't kill Charlie Kirk. But if Israel actually did do that in conjunction with the Trump administration, that means they have full control. That doesn't mean that, you know, Trump's just partially controlled. If indeed they did that, that would be the case. Or is there any other group that would stand to gain from getting rid of Charlie
Kirk? I definitely, you know, all evidence, there's no proof, but there's definitely lots of clues and evidence that point towards Israel, as you said. And of course, now we know that, you know, Israel had carte blanche walking into our Pentagon and dictating things and walking into the White House and stuff and our CIA. And so we know now that, of course, there we have a Zionist occupied government. There's no doubt about that. And so, yeah, that would make sense that they would. And then there's also some kind of French connection. I'm not sure what that is, but there seems to be, you know, all the guys in the maroon shirts and all that stuff. And so, you know, there was a bunch of Freemasons, former military Freemasons in France that got arrested, prosecuted and convicted for running a murder for hire scheme. So those are Freemasons. And so that why that has legs.
Well, I'll say this. When the U.S. government kills somebody, they'll get multiple hit teams there, like in Kennedy. I mean, they had reportedly the Jackal, with the French shooter that tried to kill De Gaulle. They had Italian mafia. They had the military there. They had a bunch of other groups. And later, I got the deathbed confession with the son of E. Howard Hunt, who Mission Impossible is based on, that he quarterbacked the attack. I also knew the mistress of LBJ, who confirmed it all. And then I got the tape last year of the head of the DNC describing all of them and how they did kill them. And they had all those groups there to create possible deniability. Because they got them all there the week before with LBJ in Dallas because they had to have every criminal group together so they couldn't blackmail each other. They had to all be there and have a hand in it, like with Caesar, where they're all stabbing him so they all have culpability and are now bound to the cover-up.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. And so I think what happened that Charlie had woken up to that the organization he thought that he was running and he thought that he founded was actually an, a Zionist organization. And that at first, and he was a Zionist himself. And I think that when he started to wake up, and especially it was this Gaza situation that made him wake up to it and him not wanting to be controlled. And he saw what the Greater Israel Project was, and he saw how they had infiltrated his own organization and the pastor network that surrounds him. And he was done with it. And then, you know, he went on PBD's podcast and he said, I know pattern recognition and they're going to ethnically cleanse Gaza. And where, why was there a 6 hour, 8 hour delay?
Let me back you up because I didn't think of this clue until later. And I've got the phone records, folks, because he'd call me a few times a year, but he called me before Midnight Hammer about a month or two before he got, three or four months before he got killed. Yeah, that was in July. And he said, great job. Keep it up. They're trying to pull us into full war. Please keep it up. And I said, okay, great. He said, hey, we got to get you some of our events again. We love you, blah, blah, blah. Then he called me about, that was actually about before. It was before that. He called me and thanked me to keep the Epstein thing going. That was important. And he said, we've got to, you know, keep, you know, Israel from dragging us into these wars. And then when Candace came out and said, I have the text messages, they said she was a liar, even though we had him in interviews saying similar things. Then she released the real text messages. So my point was, he was working the phones. I heard at the White House, before it even came out in the news, he was keeping Trump from going to full war with Iran. So all that stuff I heard Candace say, I was like, okay, that's all actually true, because he called me up and thanked me. And it wasn't like I was that important. I mean, he called a bunch of people. So he was actively pushing, and I think that's what pissed him off so much. That's what makes Netanyahu a prime suspect. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, so when he realized this, and he was doing exactly what you're saying, he was a real problem. And so they had to get rid of him. My theory is, here's my theory. Now, I can't back this up, but this makes logical sense. Trump is a transactional guy. He's always been a transactional guy, and he cares about billions of dollars and making money and being seen as the richest guy and the most successful guy around. So I think it's very plausible that what happened was Israel came to Donald Trump and they said, hey, listen, if you allow us to take out our biggest problem, which is Charlie Kirk, you allow us to do this ethnic cleansing in Gaza and you attack Iran for us, we'll let you do all the illegal insider trading you want. You can make billions of dollars, which he's doing right now. And you can also make billions with your stable coins, your crypto scams that he's running. And nobody will investigate you in the Congress because we own the Congress, as they always brag they do, AIPAC and the Israel lobby. And so you don't have to worry about it. And we'll put Jared, your son-in-law, in charge of the committee that's going to rebuild Gaza. And you could have Trump towers and hotels in
Gaza.
And
then magically, as soon as he struck Iran 185 days ago, Epstein totally disappeared out of the corporate media.
Totally disappeared. So I think that's a good working theory. It was 28 days after they killed Charlie Kirk that there was a peace deal in Gaza. And I don't know if you remember that. And so that's when they came up with this this committee that's going to rebuild Gaza, and they're going to put Jared Kushner. And so he was plotting, not only him, but his family was promised billions and billions of dollars, which, by the way, they're making, right? His one baron made $135 million in one day. So they're all, and he's got over close to $1 billion in trades. He's making 3,000 trades in 1 month. So this, and nobody's talking about it. I mean, in the Congress. So I was on Colonel Davis's show, and he was asking, well, don't you think if the Democrats take over the Congress, they're going to go after him over his insider trade? And I go, well, don't you think if they were, they'd be campaigning on it? They're not even mentioning it. So no, I don't think they're going to go after him on that. A, because they're all guilty of it. And B, there's probably a deal with Israel that they won't go after him, and that Israel controls the Congress, as we know that, and they control the White House.
Yeah, Democrat memos have leaked, as you know, that they could probably get the votes with some Republicans to do the War Powers Act or stop the war. But they're like to their constituents, oh, don't worry, it's embarrassing Trump. No, it's bigger than that. They act like they're against the war, but they're not really.
Correct. That's correct. 100%. You know, and look at the leadership, right? So, you know, they elect Abdul al-Sayed in Michigan, and he's a democratic socialist who's against the genocide. And that's such a big deal. Well, guess what his being elected is going to do? It's going to make Chuck Schumer the leader of the Senate. Chuck Schumer is the biggest Zionist in the Senate. So it's ironic that you vote against a war, which actually gets somebody put in the position of power who's for the war. So that's the irony. And of course, look at in the House, Hakeem Jeffries. He's a puppet of he's a Zionist puppet. He's a puppet of Wall Street. There's no difference between him and McCarthy or I'm blanking on the.
Well, here's the thing. They can have different political views on sub-issues, but whether it's RFK Jr. or whether it's Hakeem Jeffries or whether it's any of them, they've got to be pro-Greater Israel Project.
Yeah, and they got to be pro-war, and they all are. They're pro-Ukraine war. They're pro they were pro-Afghanistan war. They were pro-Gaza war. They're pro-Iran war. Then there's nobody screaming to that's in power to stop it. So, yeah, it's another uniparty fake out. And there are people like Bernie Sanders and probably Ro Khanna are there to keep you taking your revolutionary energy of the people who are sick and tired of being ruled by Zionists and sick of a uniparty. They're there to take that energy and funnel it back into the uniparty that keeps you all oppressed and the wars going and you without affordable health care and a whole generation of people without the money to buy a freaking house. And you go you go into mountains of debt when you want to get educated, and you go bankrupt when you get sick. Yeah, that's the same system that we're keeping, and homelessness everywhere, by the way.
All right, Jimmy Dore, stay there. I want to move to Trump 185 days in. Oh, the war is back on. It was always going. And fake videos about blowing up Kirk Island, the Russia situation, tied into the midterms, data centers, Bill Gates' bizarre statements on AI, and more with Jimmy Dore. We'll give you dates for his comedy tour as well when we come back. Stay with us.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast.
That's usually when it matters most to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. The top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That's not a promotion. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900. And let us help you make room for what matters most.
We have to fight for our sovereignty. We have to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot.
Well, I've said that the other day when I had you guys coming on. I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat, your own enemy. He does that to guests. He's like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gave back 10, but now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene Blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, you'll get Masterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs. That's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
It's completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff. It brings in the key sea minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done 3 different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
this. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff. It doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Days, weeks, and
and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So Tucker came out Friday and said Trump must be removed. He's trying to get us into a nuclear war. We are directing attacks on Russia. They're getting ready to hit the UK where the weapons are made. The West admittedly started all this. Victoria Nuland testified to Congress of that. Tucker said it's time to remove him. I've looked at the numbers. We don't have the impeachment numbers. We don't have the cabinet, 25th Amendment, ready to do it. The only thing I see is the War Powers Act. Congress has the power to make war. They failed by 3 votes a month ago to end the war. So there's enough Republican senators, I think, to join Democrats to end it, but they really don't want that ended. You've got Trump posting Kerg Island being blown up, saying it's been blown up, creating an international scandal. You have him renaming Lake Ontario Lake America. This is a pure stunt. That won't stop the inflation. Where do you see this big picture and where it's going? Because, I mean, this is a real fiasco. This is so dangerous. And what do you – I mean, you're saying he's always been corrupt and bad. I think to some extent that's true. But undoubtedly at 80 and just the way he talks, the way he behaves, I've seen family with frontal lobe dementia, and I think it's clear that whatever bad traits he had have been magnified. Jimmy Dore, what would you say about the moment in history militarily we are that all the top geopolitical military think tanks say is the most dangerous in human history?
Well, obviously it is, and it could spark other wars because now China sees that we're a paper, the rest of the whole world sees we're a paper tiger. So that was the whole thing. The whole reason why other countries wanted to go along with us, especially the Gulf states, and why they would trade oil in American dollars, which is because we promised them the military protection. And now it's obvious we can't protect them from even Iran, and that we can't even beat Iran in a war. It's just ironic to me that someone like Pete Hegseth, who is muy macho, comes in, renames the Department of Defense the Department of War because he's such a badass, and then he loses his first war. And so that's what happened. The war is lost. There's no winning this war. And that's why Tucker's talking about when the president is so desperate, he starts talking about using nuclear weapons, which is, again, that he's right. They should take him out. And though so there's credible, very credible reports from people on the inside who say that Donald Trump, they know that he is demented and that people say that they will stop him if he tries to do a nuke. So that's good to hear that they will stop him. If he tries to use a nuke, I don't know how you could stop the president, but they say they will. So this could very easily, the fact that it's clear that the United States is now a paper tiger and all this money we've been spending on military is for nothing. And, you know, Trump is also getting the NATO countries to spend more on their military, at which he's been successful at doing that. So what he's really doing is lessening their dependence on our military, right? So now if they don't need our military anymore and our military is a paper tiger, that's going to embolden people like Russia to do what they want. It's going to embolden China to go into Taiwan. And who knows whatever else it's going to embolden people to do. But it's certainly it's the end of the United States as being the global hegemon. And then you pair it with the fact that he's getting Europe to beef up their own military, which they're doing. So they even have less reliance on it. Did you know there's the Mecca Accord, right? Which is Turkey, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia.
Nuclear umbrella. Well, what is Israel thinking? I predicted that Pakistan would come with a nuclear umbrella like 4 months ago. That's just a simple chess move. What do you think about Netanyahu? What do you think about what Israel's doing?
So they're desperate to not let Trump end the Iran war. They're not going to. And, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu's got to run as a warmonger. And that's it. Because, again, you know this, and your audience, if they stop the war, he gets prosecuted. So they're never going to stop the wars. And they're going to keep, and Trump's going to go along with them because, as I told you in the previous segment, I think he has this transactional arrangement with them that he can make billions and billions and his family can if he keeps the wars going. So look, but, you know, at some point, which is close because now our petroleum reserves are down, right? They're almost all depleted. So at some point, this is going to really screw the inflation here at home because gas prices, we can't artificially keep them low because we're running out of petroleum reserves. That's what I think. And Israel's not going to stop. I mean, they're not going to stop. There's no stopping. I mean, is this the speech where he brags about manipulating Trump and the American people? And that is that the speech? Because I just saw one this morning where he talked about that. And so, yeah, that's what they're doing. And of course, he says that in Hebrew. He doesn't say that in English. It's a sad situation. World War III. I don't know about World War III, but more wars are possible. And if Trump goes ahead and tries a nuke, I hope they'll stop him. We'll see. And well, Marjorie Taylor Greene has said that she knows for certain that he is definitely talking about it. And Trump is.
Well, they already had the Joint Chiefs leak that 3 months ago he wanted to be given the battle plan to nuke Iran. They wouldn't even give it to him. Chairman Kane, who's not even a dove, he said tune in.
Right.
He said tune in when I said, you know, when this first started, it's time to remove him. He said, tune in to Mark Levin for What I Believe Tonight. Mark Levin's like, time to use A-bombs like Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Do what Truman did. They've had the other surrogates. They've had Israel talking about it. So he's talking about ending Iran in one day, never return, glowing orange crater. That is clear nuclear war threats, bombing inside Russia with our telemetry and directives. Russia knows that's them. Russia said in their papers, they told Ratcliffe, we know you're behind it, just shut up, stop acting like you're not doing this. I mean, this is insane.
It's 100% insane. Thank God Kane, which you said, he's the opposite of a dove. Even he sees this as being crazy. What is this? You're happy to see Saudi Arabia?
Oh yeah. He spun the Mecca Accords like that was good.
Oh my God. No, that signals the end of the petrodollar, which is just hastening the effect that the.
Yeah, explain it. The U.S. doesn't provide, like we got after World War II, security for the Middle East, then it will go to the BRICS or it will go to another group of things. This has hastened the end of the dollar. It's the weakest ever. They tried to prop up U.S. treasuries 3 weeks ago, but Bessent did. That failed. So literally they say this is 10D chess to save the dollar. It's doing the absolute opposite. It's hard to believe Trump's actually that stupid. Maybe he is here to wreck and destroy America. Go ahead.
Obviously it seems like it. And, you know, Bessent is the worst treasury secretary in probably 100 years, if not all time. He doesn't ever once talk about making houses affordable for people. He doesn't talk about our economy. All he talks about is wrecking someone else's economy and trying to threaten the world. So yeah, people don't know that the reason why our dollar is the reserve currency of the world, which props up our economy and gives us the ability to print money, is because all the other countries in the world, when they want to trade with each other, they do it in dollars because oil has to be purchased in dollars because of our military pact with the Gulf states that if you sell oil only in American dollars, we'll give you the use of our military.
But now our bases are blown up. We've evacuated. So this went as bad as it could possibly go. This is a total disaster. And now the dollar's weakening further. Oil is up. And so where does it go now?
And Scott Bessent trying to threaten the whole world with sanctions. So that's the last thing you want to do, especially right now, is to weaponize the dollar further. Because what that does is make other countries go, hey, maybe this isn't a good idea for us to keep using the dollar to do trade. Maybe I don't want to be, I'm going to be next, the person.
And they stop buying treasuries and they stop buying dollars, which has happened.
Which is why treasuries are back up to 5.5%. And that's another interesting story. So we've been doing quantitative easing, and that's why the treasuries have been so low. But now the new Fed guy is wanting to stop doing quantitative easing. And so they're putting out all these scare stories about how the bonds are up 5.5%. And that's because they want him to keep doing quantitative easing so they can fund these data centers. That was my next question.
How does the giant data center we already have 12 times what China has. They're not dominant. We're dominant. Trump's given them liability protection to totally take over. What's the heart of the data center craze where Trump's posting on Truth Social, get out of the way, big data's king, do whatever it says. What the hell is that?
So Wall Street wants cheap money to finance these data centers, and they want to keep going with quantitative easing, which you pay for, right? So that makes when you buy a car more expensive, the interest rates you pay more expensive.
Yeah, let's be clear. This is QE that. Unlimited. Bessent is now monetizing half of the weekly bonds that are sold, never before done. So the world's not buying our debt. I mean, this is
right.
This is bad.
This is not good. This part, this really signals the end of the U.S. dollar. I thought it was going to take probably 10 to 20 years. It might come even faster than that. And when that happens, you know that's going to crash our economy. And it doesn't seem like there's a grown up in the room that's going to try to stop him. So, yeah, so they want the data centers. That Wall Street is trying to pressure the current Fed chairman to keep doing quantitative easing forever. And he's trying to cut back on that. And I'm with him on that. Stop doing the quantitative easing because we end up paying. Regular people are the ones who end up paying for it and they get their money to go. And I think the data centers, you know, didn't OpenAI just post a $19 billion loss? Correct me if I'm wrong on this. I think maybe
they're all doing it. It's meant to prop up the bubble.
Yeah, so we're in one of the biggest bubble AI bubbles, which is going to pop, and they want to get these data centers built before it all pops. And again, we're going to all pay for it. And so, Scott Bessent.
And the government's going to nationalize the data centers, so they'll get all the surveillance for free.
That's exact. Yes. And whatever they do, they're not going to do it. And just like when the banks crashed, and they should have nationalized the banks then, but they didn't. They just bailed them out while Barack Obama kicked 5.1 million families out of their houses while he made the banks whole and made sure they didn't miss a bonus. So again, it doesn't matter who's president. They're going to do the bidding of the oligarchy because that's how you get to be president if you already make a deal with the oligarchy. And obviously Trump has made a deal with the deep state and the oligarchy to do their bidding. So yes, that's exactly what's going to happen. That's a great prediction.
So,
and by the way, those ICE prisons are not there for illegal immigrants. Just to let you know, those ICE prisons are for you when you rise up and realize the scam that's actually being played on us and you protest against.
Have
all
you
this
noticed
stuff.
They started
and
saying they, 6 months ago, the number one threat first, Larry Fink said it. Then the Google guys said it. And then now the Homeland Security says the main threat is the coming wave of terror against the data centers with no evidence of that. So they're really telegraphing their move. Speak to that. And then if you were the president or if you could possess Trump for 24 hours and make him sane or the Democrats, what would you do to turn this around, Jimmy Dore?
You're exactly right. They're going to call. So now the big thing is they call you a terrorist. So then the Constitution doesn't apply. Because when Barack Obama repealed habeas corpus, all they have to do is now call you a terrorist and they can give you indefinite detention without charging you. They can lock you up as a terrorist. And so that's what they're looking to do when you, because believe me, they're not putting illegal immigrants in these prisons. Trump already said we need to have them here to work in our factories. We need them here to work in our hotels. We need them here to work in our restaurants and in our farms and in our construction. So he's not doing what he said.
And you're right. By the way, in Reagan's Rex 84, they built the first official FEMA camps and said to Congress it's for illegal aliens, but it got declassified. It was for really an uprising.
So people need to wake up to that. So what I would do, your question of what I would do if I was president, I would take all that money they're spending on the Pentagon. You know, just the $200 billion we already spent on the Iran war could have wiped out, you know, 100 million people in America have medical debt. Well, if you would have taken that $200 billion, you could have wiped out everybody in America's medical debt. Imagine what that would do for our economy. People don't have that hanging over their head. And now they can go out and spend money. I would also give people the ability to buy into Medicare. So I'm not going to enforce or force anyone to go into. I'm going to give a public option. Hey, if you don't want to have to buy from United Health, which denies a third of your claims, so they can make billions of dollars. Now you can buy into Medicare. It's not free. You buy instead of paying So that would, again, that would alleviate people's bankruptcy when they get sick. It would take, it would make sure that they're not tied to a job. It would give people economic freedom to go out and become entrepreneurs and start their own businesses, and so they wouldn't be tied like a slave because of their health insurance and their kids got diabetes and they got to stay in this job. So I would take that money that we're spending on Iran, wipe out that debt. I would give people the ability to buy into Medicare. And I would take the money that he wants to spend, the extra $800 billion he wants to now spend on the Pentagon, and I would give that to the top 50 cities in America and say, you have to spend this on housing and you have to spend this on infrastructure. And so then you appoint an independent board to make sure they're spending it that way.
And that alone would create a building. That alone would create a building boom. And I want to get back to Israel just briefly, but finish your points on what you would do, because you mentioned the clip. You knew what the clip looked like. That is the clip. And I'm not just trying to get on Israel here, but it has to be done because Israel really is trying to take over. The NDAA has passed the House. Section 219 literally says over and over again, fuse, merge, from research to the field to all telemetry to all intelligence, live time, a special office above everybody but the president. This is literally Israel trying a coup. Netanyahu admits he wrote the subsection, wrote letters to Congress thanking them. And then now that thing is sitting there in the Senate. I mean, this is outrageous. Netanyahu says, we won't need your money anymore because we'll co-own your military-industrial complex. Right. Here's a clip of Netanyahu in Hebrew, but I'll read the subtitles for radio listeners. This is just yesterday, bragging on the campaign trail that you need me because I control Trump and I control America. Here it is.
Yes.
Mr. Minister, Mr. Prime Minister, one word, just understand this. Look, I'm dealing with this. I've been against Iran for almost 40 years. You have to recognize the danger. You have to be able to bring it. It took me a long time to bring our security establishment to deal with Iran itself and not just its branches. And that's what we did in the end when we unified government that I spoke about established. I took a long time to bring the United States to its senses. I could do it. This is because I had, I don't want to say thousands, but close to 1,000 hours on American television, with the ability to influence the United States, with the intimate knowledge of all of its leaders, both those who support and those who don't support us, the ability to navigate this field through it, in it, what are you, we are a small country. So he's saying, I control the leaders. I've got the intimate knowledge, meaning the dirt. This is another amazing admission.
Yeah, so that's him, because that's him campaigning for re-election. Because if he doesn't get elected, he's going to go to prison. That's the one thing Israel does. They actually do put in their leaders when they're corrupt. So and he's just, and of course he's saying it in Hebrew, that I control Trump. I can not only Trump, but I control the American people's minds. That's, you know, as Michael Parenti said, they don't care about if you have health care. They don't care about if you have a good job. They don't care if you have infrastructure or good schools. They only care about what you think. And that's what he's telling them. He's like, I have control of the minds of the American people and of their elected leaders. And so you need me, elect me again, because I control them. And you know what? That might be the one true thing he's ever said.
My issue is Israel gets different leadership from time to time. I'm not a Israel phobe here, but I really am phobic of the Likudniks. They're the number one hated country in the world in Gallup polls and other studies. They keep doubling down. Now they have Ben-Gavir admitting he wants to take Lebanon and Syria and saying we're going to kill everybody and burn everything down. They're having a PR disaster, and they seem to not care. How does Israel ever extricate itself from this, and us as well, if we keep following this? This is like megalomania.
Well, I don't know how you extricate yourself from megalomania, but it's a mindset that, as the polls have proven, it infects the entire populace of Israel, right? So it's not just, so I wouldn't say Jews inside Israel, the people who live in Israel, all have this mindset. They're all about we're the chosen one, and you are jealous, and that you should all serve us. You should all be our slaves. And if we have to wipe out Amalek, which is the Palestinians, we're going to do it. And so they all feel that way. So, and they all want to go into, they're all on board for the greater Israel project. So it actually doesn't matter who's the president, right? Because the polls have shown they all feel this way. This is, so they're going to just going to keep electing people who think like that. And this is the natural extension of that kind of thinking.
Did you see Netanyahu last week? I played the clip where he says, okay, you're all getting persecuted because Israel's doing things to get persecuted. It's okay. Israel will get bigger. We'll make room. I mean, he's saying that.
Yeah, no, I didn't see that. But there is no stopping this unless the United States, which is not going to happen, pulls their support from Israel. If we pulled our support from Israel, they would probably get taken over by Turkey, Pakistan, and Egypt. But we're not, you know, Egypt's a facile state. And so we're not going to pull our support from it. So that's not going to happen. But, you know, Turkey knows that Israel is eyeing Turkey right now. And, you know, they're both occupying Syria.
Netanyahu said on Fox a month ago, Turkey's next. So adding that together with Russia, who won't even now meet with Trump. Ratcliffe tried to get a meeting. They said, no, we know you're behind it. Stop acting like it. That's escalating now. Where do you see that runaway train to hell going?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that when Ratcliffe went to have a meeting, he told Ukraine, stop bombing. Don't do any military actions while I'm there, which means that it's actually us. So we control Ukraine. We are the ones doing this war. We actually wanted a war with Russia. And again, that's what Russiagate was all there for. Russiagate was to prime the pump for the American people's minds to get ready for a war with Russia. Again, they don't care about anything except what you think. And that it worked like a charm. You saw all the morons with the Ukraine flag in their profiles on Twitter and everywhere else. And so they buy every war. They learn nothing from any war. And so that just shows you this is the United States. And again, it's not the people. The government are middle managers. Trump and the Congress are middle managers. The people who run things are BlackRock, Vanguard, the military industrial complex, right? Israel. Those are the people, the deep state. Those are the people who really, WEF, the Bilderbergs. Those are the people who run things. The people in Congress and the people in the White House are just middle managers. And they thought that it would be much easier to break up Russia and balkanize it and split it up and sell it off for parts to BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. But it turns out, no, they miscalculated.
That was my next question. And you're doing 15 minutes for this and you got to go. Then I got big news after that. Is you called it all right. I watch your show. I've been a fan for many years, but you just nail it every time. It's failing for them. So you have an immovable object, unstoppable force. What happens when they collide? We're going to break. We're going to come right back. But JimmyDore.com, I've seen you before. I never came up to the front when you were there in Austin, but you do a great job. People can see you on tour. We'll put that on screen. Go to JimmyDore.com, and you can find all the different tour places that Jimmy Dore is going to be there. It's right there on the front page, the link. Find him on tour, and he's definitely, his comedy is amazing and original. And people can find his show there daily as well. I rarely have watched a live show. I've seen it a few times. I've been on as a guest before, but I do tend to late at night in the morning watch the clips. Where do people find your live show, Jimmy Dore?
JimmyDore.com, or they go to Jimmy Dore Show on YouTube, Rumble. I'm everywhere. But please go to JimmyDore.com, become a member, because we're being suppressed. Ever since the start of the war, YouTube is definitely extra suppressing us.
Oh, so we're seeing it too. We're seeing it too. That's why people have to take the links themselves. This is an information war. All right, Jimmy, you're going to break in 2 minutes. Come right back with you and look at the midterms, look at how we could remove Trump and several other big issues with Jimmy Dore, JimmyDore.com. I am supported by you, the listeners and viewers. I'm funded by you, not by Israel, not by Republicans, Democrats, Russians, Chinese, Easter bunnies. You, TheAlexShowStore.com. We've extended the end of summer super sale to Wednesday night, and that's it. 50% off ultramethylene blue, methylene red, a whole bunch of our best-selling supplements that are the very best. They really work. I want you to try them. Get them. They're amazing. Also, every order until Wednesday at midnight, and that's it for the sale. It's a free bottle of Shilajit gummies. If you don't know what Shilajit is, research it. We have the best private label of it. It comes out of the Himalayan mountains. It's millions of years old. Scientists don't know where it comes from. But when there's earthquakes, it gets exposed. We have the best, and it has all these incredible natural peptides in it that boost stamina, libido, energy, overall health. A free bottle, $40 value with every order. It's already a bestseller. Why are we doing that? For most of you that never got it, we know we have a 92% reorder rate. If we can get you to get a free bottle, you're going to be hooked. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Wide a selection of Patriot t-shirts and apparel, a real adventure to wear all of that. So many other great deals right now. The end of summer super sale is about to end at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Cannot do it without you. Also, we have the online pharmacy. And That's run by the same folks with the backbone as the wellness company. And we have the minbenzidol with the ivermectin together in all the studies that absolutely knocks out all the parasites, but a lot more they don't want you to know about. A good detox, in my view, a couple times a year. Consult your physician. That's what you do when you go to 1776rx.health, the portal. Talk to a nurse, talk to a doctor. Get a prescription of that together. It is the 1-2 punch. Really important to take ivermectin and minbenzidol together for so many reasons. TheAlexJonesStore.com for all the other great products at 1776rx.health for the ivermectin minbenzidol powerful combo at 1776rx.health. We'll be right back with hour number 4 in 2 minutes. Good grief, Snoopy. The globalists are buying up everything, the country's falling apart, and nobody even looks up from their phone long enough to notice. Sometimes I think you're the only one around here who gets it. And you're a dog.
Obey. Consume. Do not question. Trust the screen. Your government knows what is best for you. Freedom is dangerous. Compliance is peace.
Look at him, Snoopy. George Washington helped build a nation of free men. 250 years later, we've got digital IDs, surveillance cameras, and people arguing with strangers on the internet at 3 in the morning. Good grief. If you want the truth, you know where to find it. Turn off the mainstream's media. They've lied to you long enough. Get the real story at alexjoneslive.com. Wake up. The globalists and big tech are controlling the narrative. Join me. Get the truth now.
Benjamin, how do you always have the coolest clothes in town?
TheAlexJonesStore.com, of course, my dear.
Really? That's so cool.
Of course.
TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Stranded on a deserted island with no food, no supplies, and no hope? Don't worry. The castaways had one thing the others didn't. Supplements from TheAlexJonesStore.com. While everyone else was eating coconuts, they were powering through the apocalypse. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Because survival starts with being prepared.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, the Lindsey Clancy's in day 3 of the juries. We'll hit that after Jimmy Dore leaves us. A couple of the jurors came in wearing pink. Looks like she's going to walk. I'm going to hit 2 final topics with Jimmy Dore. We only got about 15 minutes left of them or less, and then I hit the other news. But I wanted to ask you, I did ask you, we hit the break, how does this end? Because I agree, Israel's in control right now with the globalists. They're not going to stop, but everything they're doing, as you said before break, is running into a brick wall. And then, you know, I had Naomi Wolf on. I thought she was coming on about the, you know, Red Game Alliance, and she's like, you know, basically, you support rape because you're against this Iran war. And it was just really emotional, but looked like talking points and targeted. And these people are really getting hysterical, Jimmy, so hysterical. How do you see it ending?
I see it ending with them becoming worldwide pariahs. And anywhere, it's already happening. You know, just like with the Nazis after World War II, wherever they went, they had to answer for themselves and they were shunned and hated. And that's what's going to happen with the Israelis and the Zionists. Anywhere they're going. I mean, most of the Jews I know hate the Zionists. They hate that this whole war, the genocide, they don't support most of them that I know personally. They know that it's bad for them, that the worst thing that ever happened to Jews worldwide was Israel. Israel makes them actually, that's the craziest thing, right? It's that they quickly claim they built Israel to give a safe haven for Jews. And it was the exact opposite, right? Jews were safe. And now what they're doing with the Greater Israel Project is making Jews unsafe everywhere around the world, which is what Dana Bash actually said to Netanyahu, parroting Hassan Piker. So everybody knows this in their gut. People know that what Israel's doing and the Greater Israel Project and Zionism in general makes Jews less safe everywhere. So where does this end up? This ends up with the world turning against them. This ends up with them not being safe to go anywhere. And this ends up, because these shows, your show's not going away. My show's not. People aren't going to stop. People are learning more and more. I didn't know 90% of the stuff I know about Israel and the greater Israel or Zionism until October 7th. I knew that there was a conflict and that Israel was a strong man and that it was an open air prison. But I didn't know that Israel was started by a Nakba, by actual ethnic cleansing of 750,000 Palestinians. Okay. That it came from the Balfour. I didn't know any of that. So I didn't know about the Rothschilds' involvement, the Balfour Declaration, the fake idea that it was created after World War II. I didn't know any of that stuff. And so, but now I do, and most of the people do not know. And I didn't know how occupied our government and our media was. But now we all do, and everybody sees it.
Well, I know this exactly. I never made Israel my main thing. I knew a lot of this stuff, but it was different groups, so I didn't make it my main deal. Now being intimidated, threatened by Israel, everybody else. I mean, take Nick Sordor. He's been pro-Israel, totally pro-Trump. He now said it's time to end the war just for the midterms. They're now all threatening him, and I talked to him this morning, but he's also saying, screw you, I'm about to go whole hog, I'm done. So they think like messing with people and calling us Nazis works. We're not Nazis, and we're not going to support Nazi activity by you.
Yeah, there's no kind of pretend shaming. I'm not going to be shamed for standing up for morality. I'm not going to be shamed for standing against the genocide. I'm not going to be shamed. I'm not going to feel any shame for me wanting my own government to act in my own interest, our own country's interest. So it just has the opposite effect, just like it didn't work on Charlie Kirk. He said in the text message, I'm done being bullied by the Jewish lobby. And they play into every stereotype that there's possible. So it had the exact opposite effect with Charlie. So that's all they have left. That's desperate. That's the last gasp of a desperate movement, and they're doing it. And it's not working exactly what you said.
Yeah, I see the bots all over me on X, and they're like, why do you hate me? I'm Jewish. Why do you want to kill me? And I'm like, I don't hate Jews. I don't want a foreign country running us. I don't want war. I don't want nuclear war. I don't, please stop. I mean, it's like, you're the ones trying to run us, and then we're saying stop it, and then we're the bad guys. We know we're not the bad guys. That's like Naomi Wolf starts saying, why do you support rape and all this? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, what does that even have to do with what you're saying? It's all just this guilt. I refuse to take the guilt. I didn't rape anybody. I'm not a Nazi. I just want freedom and who you are. 60-second break. Come back and hit the measles hoax, and it definitely is. Jimmy Dore wants to get into that. I was already going to cover it today. I'm glad he raised it. We're simpatico. JimmyDore.com. Find his show and live tour dates. He's excellent on tour, and he's a spinning cobra, which is pretty amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with my decision, and that is ivermectin with benbenzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benbenzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benbenzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine, and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We got a few minutes left with popular talk show host and comedian Jimmy Dore. And I actually had this in my stack today. And I said, what else do you want to hit? And he goes, I want to hit the measles hype, the measles hoax. And it's something I've studied. RFK Jr.'s done a good job exposing it. But they're constantly hyping. Oh, two people died. You learn they had cancer and heart attacks, or it was a baby that died with, you know, cancer or holes in their heart. Now they got a big fear scam going in Pennsylvania. And now the evidence is coming out that one kid that got sick had a reaction to the MMR shot. But we have the statistics, and we know that measles was basically eradicated before they even came on with the vaccine. So Jimmy's been nailing this. I wanted him to be able to give us his take on how we counter this propaganda.
So you just remind people it sounds exactly like the propaganda that happened during COVID. This is so Josh Shapiro, the governor, he had a meeting 5 days before his press conference with a group called Protect Your Care, which is a dark money funded organization, get some of their money from George Soros. And so what came together and they had a strategy session, and their big idea was, hey, let's hit Trump on vaccines and hit RFK on vaccines because that polls well for us. And then just a couple days later, Josh Shapiro holds a press conference where he lies and says there were two people that were died because of measles. But if you watch carefully, what he said is that there were measles associated deaths. Now, let's remember from COVID that when they said COVID associated deaths, that meant you could be in a car accident. And if you had COVID when you died, they blamed COVID. So that's exactly what they're doing here. The baby, there was a newborn baby who did die and did test positive for measles. But the coroner said the baby died from a ruptured spleen, had nothing to do with measles. And by the way, and Josh Shapiro also said that the baby was unvaccinated. Well, babies don't get their MMR vaccine until at least 12 months anyway. So he's making this up. And that's a great, there it is right there. So the measles death were eradicated pretty much just like polio before they came out with the vaccine. And now more people are killed by the vaccine than are killed by measles by far. Also, more people, more children have to go to the hospital for the vaccine than have to go to the hospital for measles. Like over 4,000 a year have to go to the hospital because of the vaccine. Only like 700 have to go because of measles. So again, if you look at that movie, The Inconvenient Study, we all know now that the unvaccinated people are much healthier by 2 to 3 times than the people who are vaccinated. Vaccinated people have 2 to 3 times the level of chronic illness. And so we know we've had an explosion of chronic illness right since around they passed that vaccine shield law. And so now it's exploded because vaccines are a foolproof way to make money. And you know, the reason why they give a hepatitis B vaccine to a baby day one, because they had the hepatitis B vaccine for people. The only way you can catch hepatitis B is you catch it from intravenous drug use or reckless sex. And the people, grown-ups, weren't taking it. And so they were like, well, what could we do? Nobody's taking this great vaccine we made. They go, well, I know, we'll put it on the child schedule. And they did, and nobody questions it because we've been brainwashed into thinking that vaccines are the greatest gift from God when they're actually the opposite. They actually screw up your immune system, and they actually make you less healthy, to the point of that movie is revealing for sure they did a study, and the study revealed that you are 2 to 3 times more likely to suffer from chronic illness if you're vaccinated than if you're not. And they didn't release that study. Del Bigtree had to get it clandestinely, but he got it. And the reason why the guy didn't want to release it, because he said, if I do, my career's over. So it's the same thing with the MMR vaccine. I wouldn't give anybody, but go look at the Brady Bunch videos when the kids used to get measles in the 60s, as opposed to now the TV shows, they make it sound like it's a death sentence to get measles. It's not. It's not. In fact, not only if you get measles, it cuts down on your likelihood to get cancer later in life. Did you know that? It actually makes you healthier. It makes your immune system stronger and more robust. They don't ever tell you that.
But Jimmy, we know we're not living as long. We know we give 70-something shots to kids. We know they're covering this. I want to play one more clip and get your take on this. But we had the Governor Shapiro come out whenever Kennedy said MMR shots have fetal tissue in them. So does the COVID shot, by the way. And he said that's a lie. But here's Dr. Stanley Plotkin, who was the inventor of the mRNA and worked on all these other things, admitting that it's all based on fetal cells. Here's a short clip. Here it is.
In your work related to vaccines, how many fetuses have been part of that work?
My own personal work, too.
I'm going to hand you what's been marked Plaintiff's Exhibit 41, okay? Are you familiar with this article, Dr. Plotkin?
Yes.
Okay. Are you listed as an author on this article?
Yes.
This study took place at the Wistar Institute, correct?
Yes.
You were at the Wistar Institute, correct?
Yes.
How many fetuses were used in the study described in this article?
Quite a few.
So This study involved 74 fetuses, correct?
Well, I don't remember exactly how many.
All right, let's stop here. We're live now, but Jimmy Dore's got to go soon, and I want to finish with the news. So when we post this to X and Rumble later, we'll add the 4 minutes where he admits that all the vaccines have fetal tissue, and that's how it's developed. The point is, they talk to us like we're dumb. I remember I was on Rogan a few years ago, and I said, you know, the majority of measles is now caused by the vaccine that Bill Gates pushes. And then we pulled up Reuters and AP. Later, they said he was a liar, so Rogan went on a whole tirade with experts on showing it. So they talk to us like we're idiots. Now Connecticut, Massachusetts, they're all trying to get rid of exemptions for this. They really are trying to set it up. You took the COVID shot, got really sick from it. Elon Musk got sick. His brother got really sick. People know the truth about this. Where do you see this fight going? Because just like Israel's losing the PR war, but it's still in control of Congress, Big Pharma's still in control to a certain extent. Kennedy's done some good things, but they're still pushing. How do you see this ending?
I see that the MAHA medical movement, even though the Trump administration is doing their best to try to squash it and try to get it discredited, is going to keep going. And it's about raising consciousness, and they're doing it. And more and more people from your show, my show, more shows like it are talking about the scam that is the vaccination schedule. And people are waking up. I think it's just going to grow and keep going. It's not going the other way. And that's why they're coming. They have to go out and try to discredit RFK, and they have to try to discredit the MAHA movement. They have to try to keep discrediting people who are have healthy skepticism about Big Pharma's vaccine schedule and their vaccines. So I think it's a good thing. I think that it's going to keep growing and growing. And I think more people are going to stop having their kids. So that, you know, when they pass laws to get rid of religious exemptions, do you think that's going to make people who are religious still go ahead and stick an aborted fetus, a filled vaccine into their kid? They're not going to do it. So all they're doing is now they're going to make people who are moral and have a strong religious conviction. Now they're going to try to turn them into criminals. Right. And so and that's going to make them wake up even more to how corrupt our government is. So I think it's going to be the great awakening. And so that's my fingers crossed. Hope that's what happens. That's my prediction, and I'll stick with it.
Last question, and I got to go, and I appreciate the time. But, I mean, you're a smart guy, and I've been following you for years, but I think your show's really hit its stride, probably one of the best out there for wide-spectrum analysis. You can't just cover one topic or another. You got to understand a lot of them, how they fit together. I look at Trump and the unprecedented insider trading, the open, okay, we give you a $1 billion contract for tungsten in Tajikistan, and my kids get, you know, $50 million, him putting out the Truth Social advertisement and doubling down. Literally, I read the advertisement like 20 times on air. It says, if you want to be ahead of the curve, make big money in the stock market, learn what Trump's going to do in policy and announcements before anybody else. It says yes. Insider trading, and that's just one thing. It's so crazy. I can't even keep track of all of the unprecedented looting, which he really didn't do the first time. I mean, I would have called Trump out if he did then. He, like, literally Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, ham-fisted before, made some mistakes. I think he was kind of a rebel at certain levels. You didn't really support him, but halfway said, well, he's a disruptor. Clearly, 3-4 months in administration, it just, like a record skipping, he turned, and it's just getting worse by the minute. What are they going to do when they lose the midterms? And the Democrats come roaring in with them with real stuff this time, not made up Russiagate, not bull crap, real stuff where they run advertisers. For instance, he says he'll pardon his whole administration. Okay, fine. PR wise, though, he'll make Ulysses S. Grant, who was previously the most corrupt president, they say, with looting, look like a choir boy. And then what's going to happen to the paid off influencers that took the billions from Israel and others that look like complete fools? What are they going to do when all of this unfolds? Because this is the most reckless, wild-eyed. I think that's why Trump may want to just get us in a world war or something. He's talking about, you know, I'm going to win in 2028, posting about that. He's got his cult saying, oh, no, he's not leaving. And I thought that was a joke last year. I think it's serious. I think we have real megalomania on steroids here. So how do you see this tumultuous time with, you know, 62 days from the midterms and what comes out of that?
Well, as I said, I don't know if I mentioned it already in this interview, but I think if the Democrats were planning on prosecuting Trump over his financial crimes and his insider trading, which he makes Hunter Biden look like a, you know, his $80,000 a month no show job at a Ukraine energy board makes him look like a Boy Scout, you know, no kidding.
Amateur.
What Trump is doing, amateur. So Trump is coming in and doing it big, big time. And so I think if they were planning on doing that, I think that they would be running on it right now. I think they would all be talking about it every time they went on television, and they're not. I think, you know, it's just like, you know, I used to do a joke about why did it take so long for the Democrats to impeach Trump the first time? Because they had to find a crime that they also weren't guilty of.
Exactly.
And
not
so,
a joke. That's true.
So that. Yeah. And so that's what makes a joke good. It has that ring of truth. Right. And so, yeah. So I think it's the same thing here. They're all doing insider trading and just to a lower degree than Trump. And I think, again, he has the shield from the AIPAC lobby and the Israel lobby to do these things because it was a transactional arrangement that he would do he would keep funding the war in Gaza. He would do the Iran war, and then they would give him cover to do all the illegal, the crypto stuff and illegal insider trading that he wants, and promise that he wouldn't get investigated. Now, I get it. This is just a theory. We'll see. But again, you know, why don't you think that the Democrats would be talking about this if they were going to?
No, I agree. I agree that they made some deal at the highest levels, and he thinks we'll have a short memory. He'll sell off in the sunset. But it looks like it's going to make the dollar go belly up. So I don't think Trump will escape this, but I think he's so committed to it now. I don't think he's going to stop.
I agree. Alex, do you ever think about retiring?
No, because, I mean, this is like life and death survival for me and everybody else. Do you ever think about it?
Yeah, I was in Croatia. I spent about 14 days in Croatia, and I was like, I just want to stay here for the rest of my life and sit by the ocean and relax. It was the first time in my life I was like, yeah, I could stop. I never even knew Croatia was that nice. It was beautiful.
Everybody tells me go to Croatia. Everybody tells me that.
And it was, you know, the food is great because they were conquered by the Venetians for a while. So they have the good food. It was really wonderful. I thought about it. I was like, what? Why am I doing this?
But then Nat Rothschild and Ivanka Trump will just conquer Croatia. I mean, you can't hide from these people.
Yeah. No, you're correct about that. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the Croats will rise up like the Albanians did. Don't you wish America was more like the Albanians? That's what we need. So, I mean, if there's a chance, the only way we can get out of this, Alex, we can't vote our way out of it, right? And so the only way we can get out of this is we have to shut down capitalism like the truckers did in Canada. So we have to have, like, if the railroad workers just didn't show up for work for a week, or the port workers, or the truck drivers, and they shut down, and you have to have, whenever you have a protest, you have to have a demand, right? So that's how you know that the No Kings protests are a psyop, because they have these protests and there's no demand connected
exactly
to them. So that's just a psyop. So if this ever does happen where the workers rise up and they shut down capitalism to put a hurt on the oligarchy, the demand has to be no money in politics and we have publicly financed elections. So that's got to be the demand. And then you have to change. You have to have a constitutional amendment that says money is not speech. Okay, because we all know it's not, but the Supreme Court's going along with that interpretation. So we need a constitution. So you have to have those two demands. And that's the only way we can get control of our government right now, because we do live in a real legit oligarchy. It doesn't matter who you vote for. You get the same shit over and over.
No, I agree with the bottom line is you agree with me, though, is we're in the fourth turning. There's no way they prop this up much longer. The question is what comes out of it. I'll tell you, to answer your question, I had to think about it when you said it. When I got remarried 9-10 years ago, I went to Hawaii for the first time, and I thought, you know, I fight so hard. I do this all the time. Maybe I just write a book a year, live frugally. I've done this fight so long. People don't really need me. But then I got sued and attacked by the deep state so bad, and now I literally have nothing. Plus, I'm never going to give up. So the sick part was I was actually planning to dial it back a lot. Just because I'm so committed, it's either 100 miles an hour or zero. And so they've now turned me into this creature of vengeance and survival. So what's crazy is I would have already been off the scene if they hadn't done all this. What's weird is they now targeted me because of Trump, and now I didn't start bashing Trump, get them to leave me alone, which they haven't done because it's the CIA above Trump, so I'm not allowed to retire.
Okay. All right. I was just curious because I really got the bug to retire. And you know what? I think it's just, I mean, if I felt like I could make I always felt like I was making a difference. Right. And I always felt like, actually I did a live show last night in Burbank, California, and I had lots of people come up to me saying, you know, it's important what you're doing. You are educating people. You are letting people know the things that they need to know. And so that kind of like, okay, if people really find value in what I'm doing, because I feel like it's kind of hopeless that
let me stop you because you got to go and we're going to break, but let me just say this clearly to you. You were always good on air, and I've been a fan for, you know, 6, 7, 8 years. Followed you before. You have hit your stride. I don't want to say you weren't good before. You already had your stride. You're good as it gets. Your show is just really great. You're not allowed to quit. Maybe you can slow down here or there. But, yeah, people love you. People on the street talk about you all the time. So you are more popular than ever, even with the censorship. You're not allowed to quit, Jimmy Dore. We need you because, let me tell you, don't be hopeless. You know this. You're a smart guy. As bad as stuff is, if you and I and many others weren't fighting this, we would be up the creek, and you and I have to say stuff first. I'm not being mean to Joe. He's a great guy. So when it's safe, Joe and others will say it. We are the guys that hit the barbed wire. We're the guys that soften up the beach. We're the shock troops. So we need you, who we always know will say the truth right up front, to stay there because it's up to us to lay the groundwork for folks that kind of wait till it's safe.
Well, let's remember Joe Rogan got his skin colored green by CNN, so he often takes stances that aren't safe.
No, you're right. I wasn't saying Joe does it all. I'm just saying in general – for everybody else, it's up to us to lay the groundwork.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm in the fight. I'm in the fight, brother.
Maybe we should, take the family and the women and all the stuff and go broadcast for a month live from Croatia. Hey, Jimmy Dore, thank you so much.
Let's do that. I'd love to do that. That'd be amazing.
I have more people tell me about Croatia in the last 10 years. Not even longer, like 15 years ago, my buddy was like, oh, man, my buddy's married to a Croatian. We're going over there for 2 weeks. And he came back with these photos. So I've been here in Croatia as the spot forever. Jimmy Dore, JimmyDore.com. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye, buddy.
Powerful interview. All right, I need to talk about the SPLC, the globalists, the Democrat side of the deep state that's still after us, some amazing findings that came up. And more to understand why we're still under major attack here, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't get to Bill Gates blogging out the sun and now Elon Musk agreeing with him. I will cover that tomorrow. I promise you. I'll probably just shoot a special report today because I'm going to be up here working late tonight. But I need to get to these special reports because it's really important to get on record what we're facing, what we're dealing with. But I can't do this without you. I'm very thankful to all of you. I'm very humble for all of you. We have extended the mega sale into summer mega sale till Wednesday, 50% off Methylene Blue, a bunch of other big deals, a free bottle of Shilajit with every order. Just buy a ball cap, t-shirt, free bottle of Shilajit, $40 value. It's amazing. We know you're going to get hooked. That's why we're doing it. It's already in the top 10 bestsellers, but we want those of you that haven't tried it to get it. Ultra Methylene Blue, 50% off. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And then separately, at the online pharmacy with the portal, talk to nurses, doctors, you name it. You can go to 1776rx.health and get the strongest benbenzidol and ivermectin combo that's not just antiparasitic. It's known for knocking out a lot of other bad stuff, a great detox to take. Talk to the medical professionals and find out if it's right for you. And the consultation there is free, and then you just get the prescription at 1776rx.health. Do it online, or there's a number there. It is so easy to do. All you do is to 1776RX, just the letters RX, 1776RX.health. Get the ivermectin and benzidol right now at 1776RX.health, and that funds this operation. We cannot do any of this without you. We are fighting so hard, and it tears me up. I waited probably too long, though. I've been going after him for a year and a half, to really get on Trump, because the enemy of my enemy is my friend. But the Epstein cover up and cutting back on border enforcement and these wars and just all the bizarreness, I have to keep saying, I'm not with this. We need to stop this. And I hope, you know, Trump gets touched by the Holy Spirit and pulls back, because the Democrats are so evil. But the truth is, they're working with Trump at the highest levels. That's what all the evidence shows. And that's why Todd Blanche killed the investigation into the DOJ and SPLC and CIA running operations against us. That's why it's important to look at the Google search history and realize I never even barely even talked about it, didn't say what they said, was never in the news about it. That's what proved to Elon when he looked at the Twitter files and never even talked about it there, to let him know that it was a lie, what they had said that I'd done. And that's just ongoing. We had a court victory 2 weeks ago. A lot of other victories you don't know about. I can't announce yet for strategic reasons and so much more. But here's a quick update with just a search we did last week to show you can duplicate yourself on Google to see the truth of their lies about us. That means the lies about you, because they can shut me down. They think they can shut you up. And then we're going to get into the SPLC. More reported indictments coming for them. They don't just fund white supremacist groups. They target patriot groups. It's all coming up in the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. War Room Live with Harrison Smith.
Hello, my name's Harrison Smith, and I'm about to show you what the Alex Jones defamation trial was really all about. And you can follow along. Do this at home. What you do is you go to google.com and you search the phrase Alex Jones Sandy Hook. Then you hit the news tab. You see the news tab right there? Then you go over here to tools and you can actually choose a date. You can choose, as I did, December 1st, 2012 through June 1st, 2016. And if you do that, you'll see here, there are no headlines associating Alex Jones with Sandy Hook. There's not a single headline here that shows Alex Jones and Sandy Hook in the same headline. But what happens if you change this date? You go to custom range and we shift it. Let's shift this to 2015. So now we're including the whole year, basically up to December of 2016. What happens if you search 2016? Mr. Trump, denounce Alex Jones, Sandy Hook principal's daughter. Sandy Hook truther Alex Jones says he got a nice thank you call from Donald Trump. Why won't Donald Trump denounce Sandy Hook deniers? Daughter of Sandy Hook victim demands Donald Trump disown Alex Jones. And all of these are from literally about a week after the 2016 election. So to me, it's obvious what happened. Nobody associated Alex Jones as the Sandy Hook guy all the way up through 2016, up until Donald Trump gets elected. Then they notice how much influence Alex Jones had in order to get Donald Trump. They went after Alex Jones, basically to punish him. So to me, that tells you everything you need to know. You can go do this yourself right now, following the instructions I just did. If Alex Jones was the Sandy Hook guy, why were there no stories about it up until 1 week after Donald Trump won the election?
One of the things you've been talking about on your show is your allegation that government...
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks, you've seen the deplatforming, you've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for 1 second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial, and this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I think white supremacy is, you know, one of the worst things mankind has come up with. Well, I can have a direct impact on these movements.
Heidi Beirich is leader of the Intelligence Project here at the Southern Poverty Law Center, a nonprofit anti-terror organization.
The number of hate groups has been increasing pretty rapidly and frighteningly, really since 2000.
One people, one nation, and immigration!
White supremacists commit far more acts of domestic terrorism in the United States than radical Islamists, for example.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, which of course claims to be an anti-white group, was actually funding hate. The feds say the SPLC used donor money to reimburse Klansmen from the KKK for cross burnings and even their notorious white robes. Can you believe it? They're also accused of paying white nationalists and KKK members to stay in those respective groups, even when the people said they wanted out.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs.
And a lot of the ferment and activity, the protests, the rallies and whatnot, are circulated around the alt-right groups right now. In particular, groups that attach themselves directly to Donald Trump's campaign.
But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
We came up with this idea that we should sue these folks in civil court to bankrupt them. Our hope is that by taking their money away, they can't function anymore.
And that was successful?
Yes, every single one of them has been successful. Obviously, when these groups don't have money, that means there's less violence that they can perpetrate. You know, the whole idea is to not allow them to function.
Today, my understanding is today there was an arrest made, and there is a new indictment that includes the former CFO of SPLC.
I wonder whether it was a result of sort of SPLC-funded agitprop, whether they were able to get the ear of the Sandy Hook lawyers and say, no, there's more.
This is next-level government weaponization. And their goal was, and of course it's come out in court, they ran with the FBI, with the CIA, the operations trying to shut us down, the show trials, all of it. And the lady that's been indicted, the former head of the SPLC until recently, she on record honchoed all this, and she's under criminal investigation. She's already been indicted specifically for trying to infiltrate the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, and InfoWars to try to spur us to do something criminal or try to find something that we had done that was criminal. And as I told you years ago, the fake lawsuits against us were all about finding something. And then we had groups associated with them plant child porn on us, but we never opened it. And then when they reported it, the FBI said we were victims. I mean, this has been one hell of a fight. They sent in their infiltrators. They got one main one in who jacked into our surveillance cameras for over a year, and then nothing bad was there, but still leaked the one thing over having cameras in the building, in the hallways and exits and entrances of me at midnight by myself walking around with my shirt off, smoking a cigarette with drinking a vodka. This is huge. And if this was happening to somebody else, it'd be a big deal. We already have the CIA caught on undercover camera, confirmed CIA, how they ran the whole thing. which gave us a blueprint to research in federal documents. And then we remembered, oh, on the stand, the head of the FBI from Connecticut admitted that he went and orchestrated the lawsuits against us. Then we learned the DOJ illegally funded the lawsuits against us. The judges found me civilly liable or guilty, then had show trials produced by HBO. And the whole time, their main expert was the head of the SPLC. And now she's indicted. And it's illegal as hell for a private group, or even the government without warrants, to go in and internally try to destroy organizations and set people up. It's illegal, even if they have warrants, for the feds to do that. Obviously, there's going to be lawsuits over this, civilly, that's open and shut. We have way more than you even know. We have whistleblowers from the media, from the folks up in Connecticut, and also from inside of the government. But now we've got inside baseball today, and a lot more is about to come out confirming moles from the SPLC insider operation. I have names.
It looks like Alex Jones was right. The bombshell that Kash Patel and the acting attorney general, Todd Blanche, dropped this week was that the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the organization that for more than 50 years has committed to fighting for social justice and against racism and against extremism and violence, has actually been funding that racism, that extremism, that civil injustice behind the scenes.
Stop right now.
F-37 was a member of the chat group that planned the 2017 Unite the Right event in Charlottesville, Virginia, and attended the event at the direction of the SPLC. This individual made racist postings under the supervision of the SPLC and helped coordinate transportation to the event for several attendees. Between 2015 and 2023, the SPLC secretly paid this individual more than $270,000. Again, they put in $300K and they got fodder for a lifetime. And you know what? Alex Jones called it. He called it from the very beginning, all the way back in 2017, right after it happened, literally in August of 2017. He said that this was an inside job, as you can see right here. And this was his take.
Charlottesville was mainly a bunch of homosexual leftists dressing up like Nazis who'd all formerly worked for Obama or Hillary, part of their art club. And then they lured a bunch of reporters there and some real white supremacist so the police could stand down and collide them into the folks. I pointed out that some of the same leftist foundations are funding the white supremacists that are funding real white supremacists in Ukraine. I got sued for that. And I said it was all part of leftists coming out to come to this big event, hope there was some big crisis out of it to demonize the right in general and tie us to Nazis.
And, you know, when he says that they were hoping that some crisis would come out of it, it reminds me of that normal political phrase, like, never let a crisis go to waste.
Also, they could demonize us, but the real mission was to find some type of criminal dirt on us. Now, Zach Drucker jacked into our surveillance cameras for over a year and then went and gave them all the footage. And did a bunch of other stuff and was interviewed. And there's the articles. There's three of them, or three parts. But I want to play, before we go to Norm Pattis, this short Fox News piece, because this is just a small window into this. Right when Trump got reelected, to Kash Patel's credit, 1 month after, they said, check your mail. In the mail came a DVD with a bunch of files on it from the DOJ with all of these counterterrorism espionage investigations around the Boston field office, going back to 2013, starting with Comey. That's the really nasty office for the really clandestine stuff, like the FBI hit teams with Whitey Bulger used to run out of there nationwide. And the mission was to destroy me.
I want to start off with the FOIA request that we got earlier this year, done by Chase Geiser, which details an investigation started against Alex Jones back in 2013 as being a white racially motivated extremists. So this started in 2013, and it was ongoing, where they had to approve it every 60 days. They would have to review it and go, okay, we're going to keep this going. So as far as we know, it's still ongoing. It's still on the books.
And we got the FOIA request that the Trump FBI gave to us, and yeah. Kyle Serafin, very famous FBI whistleblower who was in counterterrorism, looked at the codes on the documents. They're heavily redacted and blacked out. Right. And he said it was the Boston office. It happened right when Comey got appointed 2013 under Obama, and was specifically running an espionage, counter-espionage operation against us, which is what they do when they try to do a dragnet to find some dirt, but can't do it inside of a regular criminal investigation. And then we got undercover CIA admitting and undercover FBI admitting it. They admitted on the stand. The FBI chief counsel in Connecticut went and created the lawsuits against me. So this is all known. The DOJ funded millions and millions of dollars to the groups to do this. That's all come out. You've seen us show you all that, the documents, all of it. Most of you know that Bloomberg and The Onion claimed that they bought us last November and we were shut down and it was a hoax and wasn't true. Remember all that? And the fact that these foundations connected to the Democratic Party with the Sandy Hook families raised hundreds of millions of dollars off my name, claiming I was victimizing them and attacking them and coming after them, and I never did any such thing. And, of course, we had an undercover video, a CIA FBI operative, Gavin Oblebas, a few years ago, caught admitting that, well, we investigated Jones for a decade at the DOJ, and he didn't do anything wrong, so we went to Connecticut, and we set up these lawsuits against him. That was 2 years ago. And then William Oldenburg, the head counsel in Connecticut of the FBI, got up on the stand during the show trial and said that he went and instituted the lawsuits and organized it all with Koskoff and Koskoff and the families who were running the foundations that were raising the hundreds of millions of dollars off my name. We've already detailed all of that. We put the graphs here on screen. But now, researching this in the last few weeks, we have discovered that in October of 2022, the DOJ paid two grants to one of the Sandy Hook foundations with the main plaintiffs against me that totaled exactly $1.7 million. And then a month later, Koskoff and Koskoff, the law Democrat Party law firm coming after me, put in their bill for $1.7 million for the past few years before that. Incredible. What do you call that? It's a big enough scandal to have the DOJ giving grants to the very groups and individuals suing me. But now we have them give them the grant, and a month later they put in their bill that is the exact same amount. They have a name for that. It's called looks like money laundering. Maybe it's just a coincidence. But when you have the SPLC sending people in to infiltrate companies, to then feed information to civil lawsuits, that is illegal as hell on so many fronts, and not to mention uncivil. The lawsuits out of this are just slam dunks, ladies and gentlemen. And don't worry, that train's a-coming. You can hear it around the bend. And when we're done, we hope you're in Folsom Prison. We had the Southern Poverty Law Center successfully infiltrated and did a year-long operation, but the person was compartmentalized just as an editor. And I wasn't sure about the person, so I just said, you know, let him be an editor over there. Don't involve him in anything. And then sure enough, hacked into the systems, didn't get much. But, I mean, we're talking espionage, okay? So when I tell you about me, and we'll skip this break coming up and give Gerald some time here, I have been run over by the same truck as Stephen Crowder. And by the way, I've been backed over a few times by it, too. I'm not trying to keep score here, but let me tell you, they really took the brass knuckles to me, okay? By the way, when they sued me, Hillary Clinton's, one of her operatives from the State Department, they dropped it later. I specifically, that reporter you saw that was posting to Fox News showing me, explaining it was NGOs, in the longer clips, I say Southern Poverty Law Center. They had to have this victory. So they get the Southern Poverty Law Center, who's been caught doing this before, to come in, get a few people from central casting, actors, and dress up, you know, like the white supremacists. Then they've got all the Antifa bust in by Soros and everybody. They're ready then, and the police kettle the normal conservatives, march them through, let them get beaten up for the psyop of the image of conservatives getting beat up and Antifa being victorious. I want to warn you, Kessler, particularly, if you are a Fed, they're going to burn you in the end. So you're in grave danger.
I'm not. Alex, don't spread stuff like that without evidence. Come on, man. Like, at that press conference yesterday, I went by myself because I didn't want to endanger other people. Other people who have worked with me are, you know, they're having their jobs threatened. People.
Why'd you choose a city with a Democrat mayor?
You should see the threat. You should see the emails and the phone calls that I get nonstop day and night threatening my life. threatening my family's lives. And I walked through a crowd, about 100 Antifa and Black Lives Matter, to get to that press conference yesterday. I was ready to die, Alex. I was ready to die for what I believed in.
What about Charlottesville and the Charlottesville Unite the Right rally? Were they involved in that?
Yes. So what we allege in the indictment and what the grand jury found is that one of the individuals that they paid was one of the folks who helped organize that terrible event. And so so imagine what we're talking about, Laura. We're talking about an organization that actively came out and just screamed it from the top of their lungs.
So just so people understand watching this, did these informants in some cases, given the evidence you've seen, actually initiate what would ultimately be these activities? And obviously Charlottesville ended with a tragedy.
Well, we know that they were part of those. They were part of it. Whether they were the leaders or the initiators, that'll come out, I think, eventually.
Because I already knew, okay? And so this is a big deal. So here's the Fox News clip. We'll go to Norm Pattis. I appreciate him holding while he gives some backstory here. But here they are reporting on how Obama targeted dozens of conservative groups, including Breitbart. And you see on the map and the document from the DOJ, Congress released this recently. You see InfoWars right up on the right-hand side of the pyramid. So it's in the documents, but we also have the documents from the DOJ that we published, how we were targeted. Todd Blanche killed the investigation that Ed Martin was running in the Weaponization Committee operation, but I was told by a big reporter that Todd Blanche wanted to meet with me and that actually they had just moved the investigation and that I should meet with him and trust him. We will see. But I will tell you that I'm talking to the DOJ and the FBI. And you've heard there's more indictments coming. So we have them cut and dry. Not just funding white supremacist groups and getting them to do illegal things is the charges, but also targeting the groups that Obama and then it continued with Biden ordered them to target.
Fox Business, a bombshell new report reveals the Biden administration is using taxpayer money to wage a covert war on conservatives and Christian groups. The Media Research Center, a conservative watchdog group, obtaining documents showing DHS, Department of Homeland Security, is using a program meant to fight terrorists, which includes groups like the Heritage Foundation, MAGA, Fox News, even the Republican National Committee
in the same category. Yeah, the Republicans, you know, they're just terrorists down the bottom. But as you go up towards the more evil, let's put it back on screen. Pause, please. I'm in with Breitbart, PragerU, Proud Boys, Turning Point USA for destruction. Shut our sites down. Take our banking away. Don't let us assemble in public. Outlaw us. And I'm listed. Then we got the DOJ documents. Now we know this lady, who was the head of this operation, the SPLC, she was involved in the lawsuits against me. She was one of their witnesses. She was one of their experts. She was supposed to testify, but they got scared and pulled her. The SPLC put multiple operatives in. That's been confirmed. They've admitted it. It's now under criminal investigation. I can tell you that exclusively and by the DOJ. She's been indicted. More indictments are coming, Todd Blanche said last week. Norm Pattis, that was quite the buildup, but just... what do you want to impart to people? This is a pretty big deal. They're running scared right now.
It's a huge deal. It reminds me very much of what happened with the Church Committee in the 70s when the whistle was blown on the COINTELPRO operations that the FBI engaged against the left. During the Proud Boys trial, for example, we had to fight very hard to get evidence before the jury that there were federal confidential human sources embedded in the Proud Boys. And we fought and started to win that battle. And our point was, if this was a planned event, the CHSs, the snitches would have known about it. One night when it was pretty clear we were going to get a list of names in front of the jury, a senior Justice Department official came up to me in the hall and said, "What are you looking for?" And I said, "I want to find out how many CHSs you had on the ground with the Proud Boys on January 6th. Why? Because I don't think there was a plan. I don't think you think there was a plan. And if there was one, all these eyes and ears on the ground would have found it." It, to keep me from asking more questions and blowing the lid off of that, we reached a stipulation. They gave us a number which we thought was reasonable, and we were able to argue that in front of the jury. I've always regretted that and wondered what it was we left on the table. The job was to defend the boys, not to be a journalist and uncover larger truths. But it told me there was a lot going on with CHSs. When I saw the Byrick indictment last week, I about fell out of my chair. You know, Heidi Byrick was listed as an expert on extremism, and they had tendered her, the Sandy plaintiffs, as a potential witness in your case as an expert. So we took her deposition and she didn't do very well in my view. So I wasn't surprised that she didn't testify. However, I'm now reading and I've heard from Nick Hassiafatsu, Nick the Hat out in Pennsylvania, that he's got an FBI source that is prepared to come forward and say that there were sources in your organization, Alex, that were beholden to InfoWars during the trial. And that just drives me crazy. I mean, what happened to you in that trial was unprecedented in American history, in my view. You provided tens of thousands of documents. You sat for hours worth of depositions. People, everyone close to you sat for depositions. The Sandy Hook plaintiffs were never persuaded that you were forthcoming with all the information you had, so they persuaded a judge to grant a default. Who told them you weren't forthcoming? I spent weeks, not consecutive days, but weeks of times over a couple year period at your organization looking for all the documents that I could find. I didn't think that there was more to give than we gave. Somebody told the Sandy Hook plaintiffs that there were, and then they persuaded the judge that they were, that there were. The judge defaulted you, basically keeping from the jury the fact that you had complied with discovery, that you had in fact participated in the civil justice system, but instead told the jury you'd been found liable for causing harm. And the result was this eye-popping verdict that was untethered to the facts of the case.
This is the investigation was on that. The FBI and DOJ did not know that the SPLC bragged they had an infiltrator and a confidential human source, Zach Drucker, insider operation, who they did a three-part series with. So there they are admitting they did that. And we know of another one because of sources. This guy shot his mouth off in front of people. They don't know how many people we've got just everywhere.
I was talking to journalists behind the scenes, and one of the first things that I said, and I said it to her in this particular article, and I went back and just reviewed it. It comes from September of 2022. I said that the demand for white supremacy in the United States, this is by the political establishment on the left, and then also the sort of hangers-on that go along with it. That demand for white supremacy vastly outstrips the actual supply for white supremacy. And because of that, they have to go to the well, and they have to drum things up, create things up, and it turns out actually fund this thing. So they've been throwing money to the KKK, to neo-Nazis. They were going out there and trying to find out, if can we get something to pretend like Alex Jones is worse than he really is? Can we find something damning or incriminating? Can we say that he's getting text messages that says that he lives in hell? And, you know, what can we do to try to get our donors behind this? And the crazy thing is that the FBI had a historical relationship with the SPLC, which goes back decades.
Once he quit, because I guess they were ready to activate him with his disinformation, people came in and they said, we didn't know what was going on, but I've got like engineers, software guys, people, you know, like Rob Dew, like most of my crew are like liberal hippies that woke up Democrats are bad and aren't like, I mean, these are the opposite. Like half the time they're down at the, you know, elephant room watching reggae playing. I mean, these are not Nazis. You've seen my crew. But the point is that this guy literally, once I saw the movie, One Battle After Another, which is another leftist fever dream where the secret wall goes up and the white executives are all really Nazis. That's what this guy was doing the last few weeks or month. He's like, so I want to be let in on the Nazi stuff. I really hate the Jews and the black people, too. I want to get them. And then people are like, dude, we're going to tell Alex your son. What is this? Well, I just hate N-words and stuff. But that's all they had. And they and jacking into our surveillance cameras and trying to break into computers, like they break into a computer and they find the secret Hitler codes or something. It's like they were really believing we're doing this when they're the ones financing and funding the real Nazis. It's insane.
One of the dumbest ones I remember doing, there was a guy that he apparently was going to shoot black cops in Georgia, and he was an active duty military member. We surveilled him for 4 months, maybe, and it wasn't just my team. My team rotated in and out. They had a full-time surveillance team that moved from where they lived, full-time residence for 3+ months on, you know, TDY to a hotel. It's $10,000 per shift to do full-time surveillance like this. And they had 2 to 3 shifts on this guy for 3-4 months. So they spent millions of dollars to follow him around. He was a nobody in the military. He was a E4 or below. I'm going to be kind of vague about it. He had no ability to actually project force. He was still following the rules of his command. And then the best part was they actually sent an undercover agent at him. And the agent sat down with him and had dinner, and we surveilled the meat at the dinner. We had mics in at the table and this kind of stuff. And they're like, so are we going to go kill the N-word cops or whatever? And he was like, I just want to kind of get out of the military and just like go get a girlfriend and maybe a job. He's like, I'd love if like some girl would like hold my hand or something. And they're like, yeah, but then we like kill the N-word cops, right? And he's like, maybe not. Like maybe one day, but like really, I just need to start like probably earning a living.
Incredible. And meanwhile, the SPLC is literally meeting and running the Nazis in the secret meeting. So they're saying we're that, but show the B-roll. They're the ones having one battle after another, actual meetings with the white supremacists and running them. So what they say right. We are is them. It's totally insane. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, it's confession through projection. When you do nefarious, weird things, then you assume everybody else does. In the law enforcement world, sometimes we call it guilty knowledge. I had a buddy who was a street cop for a long time, and he would always try to teach new surveillance agents this. He's like, look, you're watching people for a living. You're sitting in your car, spying on other people, trying to build a criminal case on them, and you know that. So you cannot unknow what you're doing there. But nobody else looks in the car and goes, oh, I bet that's an FBI agent who's spying on me. What they do is they're like, what's that guy there? What's he doing? So when people come up to you and you act natural, you can get away with it. But you always have that guilty knowledge that inside your job is to hide stuff. And that's what these people were doing. They were hiding things. They were doing nefarious stuff. They were running the organizations that they were, or they were funding the organizations they were ostensibly trying to wipe out. But guess what happens if you wipe out white supremacy, Alex? You don't need an SPLC anymore.
I wanted to show you this because this is a spectacular product that funds our operation. And if you look at the private label that Bigley got for this new Optimal Human Greens, the adult one is really great and super concentrate and like a couple gummies. Each pack's like the equivalent of a whole bunch of giant salads and bowls of fruits and everything else. I mean, this thing is just full of individual daily packs of seven gummies each. But this is the one that's really cool that I'm going to have for my 9-year-old. My other kids are already grown up and out of the house. This is the Greens Gummies for Kids. This doesn't just have every vitamin and mineral with your daily allowance or above it. This has a whole bunch of superfoods, probiotics, and then magnesium, just B12, everything else. This is insane. Absolutely wild. Super concentrated gummies. Whole food vegetables, whole food fruits, vitamins and minerals, antioxidants, gut health probiotics, and so much more. Very exciting. Look, when you open it up, it's great for their lunchbox. Look at all this. Look at all this. TheAlexJonesShow.com. Perfect to put in your backpack. Perfect to put, just in your coat so you don't forget to take it. But the best thing to do is just take it in the morning. But regardless, when you're on the go, your 18-wheeler, whatever, the adult and the children's are amazing. TheAlexJonesShow.com.
Yummy gummies. Gummies good for you. Crunch-o! Hi-ya!
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.